Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast lined up today. In studio in the last hour, former Treasury agent who resigned when he found out the IRS is a collection agency for private offshore banks. I was the first to interview him back in the late 1990s while I was in Oakland, California, covering Operation Urban Warrior, where the Marines and foreign troops were doing drills practicing the takeover of the United States and gun confiscation in my film Police State 2000. While we were there, we went out and interviewed Joe Bannister because I'd heard from some writers that were about to do cover stories on him that he was about to resign and go public. By the time I talked to him, he had resigned. We'll talk to him now again for the second time in person. I've interviewed him many times via the telephone here in studio in Austin, Texas. He's going to be up at an event in Dallas over the weekend coming up. Got a chance to see him and his son over here at the office last night while I was doing some work. Great to see him. So that is coming up today. J.T. Coyote, real name, I guess, Jack Travis. Nice fella. That's his handle on the web. He got raided by the DEA, and I want to have him on because this illustrates carpet cleaners, realtors, plumbers. I've had a lot of friends and neighbors and even cousins raided. A lot of old ladies get raided. My grandmother didn't get raided, but she would be raided today. She was always growing orchids and lilies, and she'd have a little grow light back in the back of her house, and she'd move the plants in and outdoors. She was an expert at it. I don't know exactly what she was doing. The point is that people will walk in and see plants with blue flowers that look nothing like marijuana, and SWAT teams hit you and hit you hard. Now, JT Coyote was doing reloading, and they put in the police report, the police warrant report, that, well, they saw firearms. And so that meant he was a meth dealer. They hit him hard. Would have hit him a lot harder, but the sheriff came and warned him beforehand. So that's coming up in an hour and a half. But I want you to understand, folks, these big plumbing companies and these pizza companies and carpet cleaning companies, many of them filing in their federal taxes. We've read mainstream news reports on this. They make more money off of ratting on you than they do off their job. Just like I saw a 60 Minutes report a decade ago about people at airports who were getting $30,000 a year for being a ticket teller, but one lady made $100,000 in 1 year alone just on bounties and fines and fees and percentages on people she turned in. Somebody, you know, they see you pull out a wad of cash. Try this for yourself. Walk up with a wallet with $2,000 in it. Try to pay for a ticket cash, even before 9/11. You're going to be pulled aside. They're going to have white gloves on. It's going to be painful. And they're just going to steal your money. I was on Max Kaiser's international TV show last week, and we posted it up on Infowars.com, and I saw the YouTube comments, people going, is it true? Is Alex making it up that police in Texas just pull you over and rob your car and steal your watch and money? And then people comment, no, here's a link to a mainstream news article. It's true. Of course it's true. You think I just get up here and make things up? By the way, I got hit by several federal subpoenas 3 months ago. We had Secret Service over here at the office. We had FBI visiting. And the subpoenas had gag orders in them. Obviously, a subpoena puts you under gag order. But I still went on air and said, I don't know what they're here for, but the FBI's here and I'm not allowed to talk about it. Under penalty of federal perjury. People are like, oh, you're a liar. You're making it up. Alex just likes to grandstand. This is the kind of stuff he does. People are like, yeah, why don't you talk about it, Alex? Why don't you tell us why the feds were there? Oh, and go to federal prison. Well, now I can because it's in the newspaper. So we'll come back and talk about that as well. Stay with me. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the economic news obviously is incredibly important, fast-moving. We'll be breaking that down today. I'm going to get more into eugenics, a lot of news in the mainstream media about that as they push their agenda as counties, cities, states inside the U.S. announce carbon taxes, carbon regulators, home inspections, all the hell that the Club of Rome, UN, and CFR have promised to bring in, they're doing. Mainstream news is now announcing all over the place, with newscasts that, oh, we're spraying the atmosphere to save you from the sun's rays and global warming. They're now just admitting chemtrailing is real because we've exposed it, those of you out there. And by the way, we're very close to getting Anne Heche on the show. They are listeners of the show. They do have this new movie that's premiered in Australia about chemtrails. And we're going to get the director and her on here in the next few weeks. But they want to, in the next month or so, when that coincides with the release here in the United States of what toxic skies. So that is coming up as well. It's just crazy. But I'm going to cover this first. I have had the Secret Service here twice and then calls from the Secret Service another time. We've dealt with the FBI twice. And when an FBI agent delivers you into your hands a federal subpoena and points out that you're not allowed to talk about it in the subpoena, that is the contents of the subpoena, I called my lawyers up and they said, well, you can talk about how you were subpoenaed and you don't know why you were subpoenaed, But you can't talk about what's in it unless you want to challenge a federal contempt of court. And then Alex goes bye-bye for several years in prison. Can you imagine what it's like to have the FBI and Secret Service at your office? Can you imagine what it's like to have them there? And then they won't tell you why they're there, just that you've got to give them this material. But the subpoena was proper. It was very specific. And I go on air and I tell people, I say, the FBI's been here. The Secret Service has been here. And all these YouTube videos get made, all these phone calls, all these mean emails. Oh, you liar, publicity stunt, you piece of filth. You know, oh, big stunt. This was happening 4 days before I was about to release the Obama deception. And the FBI agent, one of them, was asking my employees, so tell me about the Obama deception. Tell me about Alex's company. Tell me about his servers, where they are. And I'm going, well, what is this about? Well, as you read the subpoena, and I go, yeah, your subpoena is only asking for these IP addresses. You're not allowed to be asking these questions, so we're not going to answer. And so I said, this may be with dealing with the Obama deception because they're asking about it. See, I live in the real world, folks, where I deal with the FBI. I deal in the real world where I deal with Secret Service coming to my office. We've even got them on surveillance camera here at the office to protect ourselves, but I'm not going to sit there and start fights and punch them in the nose and put that video out. This is the type of stuff I deal with. And then these little children who aren't in the real world sit there and say, I'm lying. Alex Jones never lies. Alex Jones takes action, takes on the New World Order, and that's why so many people are jealous and so many people attack us, and a lot of it's paid for. We are under such COINTELPRO attack because, ladies and gentlemen, we're an example of taking action. We're an example of taking on the globalists. We're an example of alerting the people and setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. We're an example of leadership. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we're doing the best we can with the tools God gave us and praying every day that God lead, God, and direct us. But I deal with this stuff, and you know, now that we've posted this article up on Infowars.com dealing with an individual being arrested for comments they made on the Infowars.com message board, that's when I guessed it was about. I went on air and I said, I think this is about comments on the site, but the FBI won't tell me. And I told the listeners, I said, listen, don't go on Infowars.com and post a cop's name and home address and say, go kill his family. That's in the wrong, and you should get in trouble. And I got in a big argument with the FBI on a separate issue. I didn't know it was connected, and it still may be something else. They won't ever tell you. The FBI calls up and says, we noticed you took down those, in a separate incident, we noticed you took down those comments. And I go, yeah, we didn't used to have moderators, but we have to when they post cops' houses and their names and say, kill them. And the FBI agent's like, leave it up. That's evidence. He said, you're going to be getting a subpoena soon. And I said, I'm not leaving a cop's home address and name and people saying, go kill his family. Regardless of the fact that he killed that poor black guy in cold blood, I'm not going to be part of that. And I said, and then the agent calls back and goes, yeah, actually, that's the right thing to do. Take it down. So then I start thinking, are they trying to set me up? Telling me to leave up? Because, see, we'd already taken this down before we ever got called by the FBI. And I don't have the money, folks. I don't have moderators. I don't have the money. So I got people part-time trying to go, you know, when they're saying, kill cops, kill the president, kill, kill, kill. I remember years ago, before I got rid of another message board I had, Secret Service calls up. They say, are you working with this person in Tennessee that says kill the president? This was Bush. And I said, I'm not aware of this comment. And I went and looked at it, and I called them back, and I said, no. They said, well, we're just making sure. And then a month later, it was in the newspaper, the Secret Service in Tennessee raided the guy. Turned out he'd been a mental patient who'd gotten back out, and he admitted what he'd done, and they took him away. I mean, listen, this is real, folks. there's always these comments about, Alex, you need to call for violence. You need to call for a shooting war. Anybody who calls for a shooting war and doesn't get arrested is a Fed. And you know who I'm talking about. And it did come out that Hal Turner was a Fed. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center had to admit that. They're the folks that ran the Elohim City white supremacist compound connected to the bombing of Oklahoma City. Timothy McVeigh, Andrea Strassmeyer, that came out in FBI documents. That's been in major newspapers. Very sinister group. And that guy would say, kill this judge, kill that person. And I said, for years, I said, that guy's a Fed. Then his emails came out. Then it was admitted that he was there trying to get crazies to come out so they could put him in prison. It's the same thing with all these African American groups in Miami and in New York and New Jersey and in Indiana and in Pennsylvania. It's always the same. They go out and find teenagers or people at a bar. They're normally on welfare, mentally ill, drug addicts. They never seem to be Muslim. They're always like Rastafarian, Black Liberation. And the FBI will create with an informant a group, and they will then command them and say, I'll give you $100,000 to wear camo and go videotape the federal building. And then the feds bust them and say they were planning to wage war on America. And that's even come out in mainstream news now, that that is all staged and completely fake. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. I have been physically attacked. I get death threatened constantly. I have people trying to set me up constantly. And I do it with good cheer because I know this is an important mission I'm on, but my life is in danger. My name is in danger. My family is in danger, and I need your support. And I need people to recognize the history and the track record we've got, the fruit this tree has bore. This tree's branches are on the ground. It's got so much fruit. The limbs are breaking off. It's got so much fruit. I need you to pick the fruit off the tree and to spread it and use it. The fruit is growing on this tree so fast that the tree is in danger of falling over. That happens to a lot of really healthy, incredible trees that have great genetics and great water and great sunshine, great soil. I mean, we are the biggest attack vessel against the New World Order in the info war. We are the very, very tip of the spear. The front molecule on the carbide steel spear. The very absolute tip of it is this radio show on Infowars.com and PressUpOnIt.com. And does that mean we do a perfect job? Does that mean we have all the answers? Does that? No! We're just doing the best we can, ladies and gentlemen, fighting as hard as we can. And I don't like having to come up here and do infomercials sometimes, but I got to pay for the bandwidth somehow. I got to pay for the employees somehow. I got to pay for this radio show and everything I do somehow. And I need your support. I need your financial support. If we got more support, I wouldn't have to spend half my time just trying to raise the money to fight the New World Order. I could spend all my time in really taking action and really putting out more films and getting more done. But I'm also busy swatting off the stalkers and the psychos and the crazies. I had an event last night just that I'm not even going to talk about. People showing up at my house. I mean, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. And those that have discernment know it. That's why we're exploding. Those that are blinded by the world, they know the New World Order is lying to them, but they don't have enough discernment to know the real deal when it's right in front of them. Now, Asheville man charged in alleged Liberty Dollar fraud scheme. I'm going to get into that. I've got my other story here. Roanoke man charged with making online threats. Jeffrey L. Weaver is accused of posting threatening comments against two police officers on Infowars.com. This is the Roanoke Times out of Roanoke, Virginia. And he said, go to the person's house and kill the cop's family. Unbelievably bad. And when the cop showed up with him to arrest him, he said, oh, I was just joking. This isn't a joke. This is a man's world. This is real. You understand? You understand? You go on a website that is watched by millions of people and has feds watching it closely, and you say, kill police and name them by name and where they live, get ready to go to prison. This may be the last straw. I may have to get rid of the comments and everything because it's a way for the enemy to try to bring us down. We'll be right back and break this story down and a lot more. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
I'm going to get into all the world news, David Carradine, and the rest of it today.
Give me no talking. I'll be gone.
But first, I want to finish up with this story. Imagine you're here at your office, and the FBI shows up with subpoenas. They're calling your employees up. They're showing up and talking to your employees. And you're saying, what is this about? The subpoena doesn't say. And they go, we're not at liberty to compromise the investigation. By the way, tell me about your company, where your servers are located. Tell me about free speech systems, your company. Tell me about The Obama deception. Oh, I like your website. I look at it every day. And I'm just like sitting here knowing this is the FBI that literally carried out the 1993 bombing. I mean, it was in the newspaper, in the New York Times, that they cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators, and let them do it. It's on record. They created Klan groups in Dallas and tried to get them to blow up chemical plants. Texas Monthly gave them a bomb steer award in 1998. I mean, it's on record all the horrible things they've done. And I'm not saying all FBI agents are bad. I know most of them are compartmentalized and investigating bank robberies and stuff like that and government corruption. Kind of keeping the states in line, as they say, violating the 10th Amendment. But, the anti-terror cadre, these are terrorists. The BATF were blowing up Ryder trucks 6 months before 9/11 in New Mexico. I mean, before Oklahoma City, on record. And you can prove they were the ones that bombed OKC because they got a bad name at Waco. And they thought this would get them a good name again. I mean, these are some sickos, folks. And they're here, and I don't know why they're here. And it's 4 days before the Obama deception comes out, and they're asking me about this stuff. And so that's why I released the Obama deception. Well, I think it's over this now. But then there was some other visits by the Secret Service on other issues, so it's hard to tell. Roanoke man charged with making online threats. Jeffrey L. Weaver is accused of posting threatening comments against two police officers on Infowars.com. A Roanoke man faces charges of making online threats against two police officers in Oakland, California, and one in Martinsville after reading newspaper accounts of incidents in which they used deadly force. Gotta love how the media doesn't really tell you what they did. Shot a handcuffed black man in the back for no reason, killed him, and then beat up his dead body, or beat him up as he died. Jeffrey L. Weaver, 47, made the threatening comments in January on the news website called Infowars.com. According to a complaint filed earlier this week in U.S. District Court in Roanoke. And then it was in, I don't know, like March 10th, 11th, the FBI was here. And that's why I said, that's it, I'm releasing Obama deception. Because they were asking about it. Weaver, who was ordered, held without bond Friday, logged onto the site using the name F the Pigs, the complaint states. And see, people said I made up the FBI was here. And I said, go ahead and make it up, because when they arrest whoever it is they're going to arrest, whether it was me or somebody else for whatever they wouldn't tell me, then it would be proven. I just, you know, to have credibility, to have honor, to be a truthful person, to be a rock hard, you know, solid, steady guy who's real, and to just see that a lot of people can't even recognize the real McCoy when it's right here in front of you. That means you can't see the real McCoy in other areas of your life. I feel sorry for people. Weaver, who was ordered held without bond Friday, logged onto the site using the name F the Pigs, the complaint states, after reading a newspaper article on Infowars.com that described how the 17-year-old boy died after being shocked with a taser in Martinsville police officer in January. Weaver wrote, "This makes my blood boil. Maybe I should drive to Martinsville with my 9mm Glock and some Teflon-coated armor-piercing black Rhino hollow-point rounds and do the world a favor by ridding the world of this piece of S Pig." The message read, "Authorities traced the post to Weaver's internet protocol address by coming here and subpoenaing it." People are now on the site going, "How dare Alex give that to him? Oh, you mean at gunpoint with the FBI? Yeah, how dare me? No, how dare you be an idiot and go on there and say, go kill this cop at his house? That's coming up. How dare you be so stupid? You may get away with that on some little message board that gets 10 visitors a day. You don't at websites that get 500,000 visits a day. They get hack attacks and everything else. You, look, when you step into InfoWars, when you step onto this show, when you step on, you are stepping directly under the gaze of Sauron. You understand that? So don't step up to this level of the plate unless you're ready to deal with the fiery vision of the New World Order. If you're not ready to put on the full armor of God and stand right in the dragon's breath, then don't step up on this plate, ladies and gentlemen. This is the front line of the info war. I am in the vortex, in through and beyond. I'll finish up with this article and get into all the other news. But fair warning to all of you fools. There's been people, one guy the Secret Service went after in Michigan, it turned out that he was trying to set me up and get me in trouble putting threats on the president there. I mean, you guys got to watch yourselves, man.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On a long and lonesome highway.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman, the girl he knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
Here I am. Can I pour every ounce of energy I've got into fighting the globalists? And all I want to do is infect other people with the same passion to defeat the globalists I have, because I know we can defeat them. I know we can bring them down. Crank it back up.
Pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode.
times you can hear them talk.
Yeah, most times you can't hear them talk.
Other times you can.
Other times you can't hear them on the same old cliche. Is it woman? Is it man? And they've always seen my number. Don't dare make a stand.
Says it all. Literally pours out of my soul.
Here in the evening, you lie awake in bed with the echoes of the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said.
What she said. No, and I don't normally play songs most of the way through. Let's just stop right there. But I'm going to get into all the world news, all the important info is coming up. And I want to rant about this because this brings up so many different points that affect our society, so many important areas that need to be dealt with. So imagine, everybody's like, Alex, you need a message board. You need comments on your stories. And then we go, okay, we'll do it. So I buy the programs and build it and try to get an extra webmaster to, you know, be able to set it all up. And then right away, the reason I shut one down 4 or 5 years ago is it's let's kill the president. Let's go after the police. Let's do that. You know, all these anonymous posters. And I started getting the Secret Service and FBI at my office. And this happened years ago. And I go, that's it. Pull it. Pull the plug. And then, oh, you censor. You want to censor us saying go to the police house and kill them. Of course, those are probably feds or COINTELPRO right there. I mean, they would bitch about anything. They would make something up about any issue, anything we do. Fabricating. And then I have the FBI here, the Secret Service here, subpoenas, federal subpoenas, all of this stuff. They won't tell me what it's about. They're asking me about the Obama deception and laughing at me and stuff. And I go on there and I go, I don't know if it's about the Obama deception, but they were asking about it. Get it out early. And, oh, look at him and his publicity stunt. You know, there's nothing going on. He just releases films that tens of millions of people see. You know, it's just totally started the 9/11 truth movement, energized the entire liberty movement as we know it today. And Ron Paul on record says half his support came from Alex Jones. I mean, this guy and his audience, they're nothing. Oh, yeah, FBI, sure. Well, here it is, one of the jackasses, one of the poor fools, who I'm sure didn't mean this. He was just acting tough. But it's the real world. When you say something on one of our comment pages or on InfoWars, that's it. Look, I got to raise more money. I've got to hire either, maybe I should do a poll. That Curtin, I'll put a poll up. Should I make the message boards and comment on pages listener-sponsored, and I got to have two moderators full-time, 24 hours. Really, that'd be three to be full-time. And then the weekends, that'd be four. I can't afford four people. I can't afford one person. But then I can't put a banner ad up to try to pay for bandwidth. I can't put a banner ad up without being bitched at about advertising. How do you think I pay for the radio studio and the employees and the $30,000 a month of bandwidth and all of this stuff? I got to constantly work just to fund this operation so I can then, in the extra time, fight the New World Order. You know how frustrating that is? You know how hard that is? How hard that is to deal with? And then meanwhile, I got the FBI and Secret Service in here So either I get, because it doesn't work just to have one moderator. You know, they go, oh, let's kill the president. Oh, Alex censored me. No, I own my website. I own InfoWars and Prison Planet and Prison Planet Forum. Those are mine. Censorship would be if you owned a newspaper or a website and I came and shut it down and I was the government. It isn't censorship if you were invited to a backyard barbecue in my backyard and you went over and squatted in the bushes and started defecating. And I came over and said, look, I want you to leave. That wouldn't be censorship. It'd be private property. That's what you do. You come in, you hike your leg in the middle of my website, and people work overtime to distract and divert. You know, we'll have a big article of about 190 sponsors to end the Federal Reserve by auditing it. That will end it. And it's like, oh, yeah, Alex is the Fed. He just wants to, you know, just all your, and the sick part is most of them aren't Feds and COINTELPRO. The sick part is they're just mentally ill detritus and wreckage of this society. We got a good chance of beating the globalists. We got a good chance of taking action. But number one, we have to ignore the diversions and the distractions, and good people have to be heard. Good people have to speak out and start radio shows and access TV shows and websites and call into talk radio and go on message boards and comment and counter these people, not just on InfoWars and Prison Planet, but everywhere. But that's why we're having the money bomb coming up Thursday, which I haven't even promoted. There's a video up on InfoWars.com, 10-minute video where I break down our plans and why we need more funds. Please donate big time. And the first thing I'm going to do is hire, what I'll do is I'm going to hire not one webmaster, I'm going to hire two. So they can be webmasters and moderators. So there's more news getting posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and so they can be moderating. And then I'm going to try to get some of the other crew here to part-time do it, because it's just constant. And the fact that I have to talk about it means more stuff. They'll go on and say, kill cops from proxy IPs trying to get me in trouble. We've always been nonviolent here when it comes to offensive attacks on the government. Don't go to a FEMA camp. Don't let CPS take your kids without due process. Stand up for liberty. Fight the New World Order. The globalists want to have a physical fight. That's why they staged 9/11 and staged Oklahoma City. That's why Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag, attacked his own military base to blame it on Poland in 39. They do this trick over and over again. And I'm asking for your support, ladies and gentlemen. I need your support. So please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or link through at InfoWars.com and pledge there, a little email area so we can stay in contact with you. Or go ahead and donate now if you want. But want everybody to, if they can, wait till Thursday to donate. Because we want to, you know, have that big event, have that money bomb. And I want to raise more than $250,000. Because if I hire a couple more webmasters, an extra video editor, expand the TV studio, I mean, that's easily $250,000. We blew through that $250,000. That is nothing. And it really helped us. And you can go watch the video, what it helped us do, up on InfoWars.com. But I got to hire a couple moderators or I got to shut it down. And I tried to recruit volunteer moderators, but they got lives. And they get knocked some of it down, but that only seems to encourage people posting horrible stuff. And so we've just got to slam in there and get total control over the forums and all of this, or it's got to be shut down, because I can't let the feds use this to come after us, ladies and gentlemen. Roanoke man charged with making online threats on InfoWars.com, Roanoke Times. Authorities traced the post to Weaver's internet protocol addresses, which they say used several days earlier. Then they started contacting our server companies. By the way, they went to our ISPs, too. They wouldn't tell them what it was about. You imagine your ISPs when the FBI starts visiting them? That's not fun either. Authorities traced the post to Weaver's internet protocol. See, they don't tell you who they're going after in case you would warn them. It's an investigation. People are like, well, tell us why the FBI was there then. They wouldn't tell us. That's how this works. God forbid it ever happens to you, you'll find out. And they show up in their suits with their firearms in black sunglasses. Authorities trace the post to Weaver's internet protocol address, which they say was used several days earlier to make even more menacing comments about the fatal shooting of an unarmed man by police officers on a train platform in Oakland. The New Year's Day death of 22-year-old Oscar Grant led to violent street protests and was also featured on InfoWars.com. Guess it's my fault that guy got shot then. It always is. If I find out, this is what he said, before somebody edits this, which they do, and say I said it. They really are trying hard. In fact, I'm not even going to read what this guy said because people will just edit it and say I said it. They're already trying that all over the web. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the attacks. It's unbelievable. If I find out who that pig is, I want to bleep the pig who bleeped him. Weaver wrote on a January 5th, according to the complaint. A short time later, the address of one of the police officers involved in the shooting was posted on the website. Thanks for the address. Yeah, I remember seeing this one Saturday morning, and I called Nemo, and I said, get it down. He's like, okay. Nemo works like 7 days a week. He's like, we ought to, you know, I like these comments, but we just got to get rid of them. And we can't, because I'm always calling him going, oh, my God, they're saying, here's a person's address, kill him, get it off quick. And usually, you know, the feds don't catch it. I'm like, get it off, they're saying kill people. They're saying where the local cop lives. They're saying murder this judge. Get it off, get it off. Then I had the FBI going, no, you don't take that stuff down. I'm like, you want me to leave up cops' addresses and where to go kill them? I said, no. I hadn't got the subpoena yet, and I said, you better not put that in that subpoena. And he goes, called back and goes, yeah, I guess you've got a point. Like, yeah, I got a point. Use your head, numbskull. You people are stupid. The FBI told me to leave the cop's address on the web. Now I can finally talk about it. Of course, I found out about that after I panicked thinking it was about the Obama deception, because they still wouldn't say exactly what it was about. Thanks for the address, the next post read. Now that I know where he is and where his family is, it's only a matter of time, the complaint quoted Weaver as saying, as he planned to kill the officer's wife and child before killing him. This isn't a threat. It's a effing promise, the message continued. That was real smart. You're going to go away to federal prison for a long time, dumbass. On May 29th, federal agents searched Weaver's Roanoke home. He told them he frequents Infowars.com, admitting making the postings, according to the complaint. That was another real smart thing he did. Memo to people out there, and I don't think you should ever go out and do anything offensively violent, but if you ever were, how about you not talk about it? But obviously you weren't going to go to California and kill his family. You're an idiot. I don't think we should fill the prison space with you. Maybe a year to teach the guy a lesson, but he's an idiot. An idiot. You go on a site that the entire New World Order watches closely, and you go on there and you say, go to the cop's house and kill his kids, and that you promise you're going to do it. What is your problem? Weaver said he was angry at the time, but insisted he did not intend to harm anyone. After hearing testimony Friday, U.S. Magistrate John Michael Urbanski ruled there was probable cause to support the charges and ordered Weaver held without bond. Urbanski rejected an argument by the public defender, Faye Spence, who said Weaver's actions were protected by the First Amendment. No, you can't say, go to this person's house and kill their kids, or I'm going to go kill them. By the way, that's exactly why Michael Reagan got up and said, kill Palestinian children, put hand grenades in their rectum, and kill them. That's a quote. We can play the clip. Heck, pull up the clip of just YouTube it. He always tries to take it down, but it's everywhere. Michael Reagan says kill Palestinian children and also kill 9/11 truthers. And he said, I will pay for the bullets. Call me. I will pay anyone. He solicited murder to 8 million listeners. Fifth biggest show in the country. He said, I solicit murder. I want you to kill Mark Dice in a firing squad and I will pay you. And I want 9/11 truthers killed. The FBI would do nothing. 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 That is 1,000 times more dangerous than somebody shooting their mouth off on a message board who's done it 100 times on little sites, not knowing he's in the big time on a big site doing it. Kill Mark Dice. I will pay you. I will buy the bullets. Murder him. I will pay you. He lives in San Diego. Nothing. Instead, we put that clip out trying to defend ourselves, and Michael Reagan was one of the ones we found out filing the copyright infringement to shut down the Alex Jones channel along with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I went and filed federal countersuits and blocked the son of a bitch. I'm sorry to talk like that. I'm not normally like this, and I apologize. I'm just really mad right now. You can't get up on the radio, Reagan, and tell people to commit murder. You have a responsibility, you idiot. And obviously you meant it flippantly. You're still a jackass and need to go to jail for it at least a year so that people understand you can't yell fire in a theater. You can't call for cold-blooded murder, for premeditated capital murder. It says InfoWars.com is a Austin, Texas based. It is affiliated with Alex Jones, a radio and internet talk show host who calls himself an aggressive constitutionalist who defends the Bill of Rights and the nation's borders while avoiding the bogus political labels of left and right. Well, finally, some mainstream media got that right. Now, there's another subpoena floating around. I don't know what that's about. But I tell you what, we just put it all in God's hands, and we pray for Providence to protect us, and we pray for all of you to pray for us and support us. And yes, to give on the money bomb June 11th. Because I looked at the books, and they're telling me we need to hire some more web people. I got four web guys doing web, video, customer service, everything together. And I should have four guys just doing web alone. I need to hire more people. We could do so much more. Look at the great effect we're having with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and all the other sites. JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. So this is the one time a year, second annual, I'm asking for money. Donate to us. We'll be right back, get into more of the news. But, that's one reason the FBI was here. We don't know the other reason. Stay with us. We can talk about it now.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can. Not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is the end.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end of our elaborate lives. The end.
You know, Friday, Kurt Nemo wrote a story about David Carradine, I guess, dying last Thursday. And I haven't talked about it because we got so many other big issues to cover. But it is an interesting case point example in how the media works. Larry King Live had his lawyer and friends and family on saying he was investigating secret societies and going to do some production on it in the future and going to be going public. And I had separately heard from some folks in Hollywood that David Carradine was indeed involved in that. And I'd actually been contacted about a year ago by someone close to Carradine, and I'd just been so busy. I played phone tag with David Carradine. I mean, literally, I get calls from Hollywood people all the time, and I'm just so busy, and they're busy. And we talked to the director of the film that Anne Heche is in, and you know, they're listeners. They're aware of the show. She wants to come on. But who knows if that'll even ever happen, because people get so busy. Busy people got stuff going on. But the issue is, I should have gotten Carradine on. I should have gotten Hunter S. Thompson on. Turned out one of his best friends, writer for the Toronto Star, came on the show right after he died and said, no, he was aware of your work and the New World Order and was going to write a book about Bohemian Grove, which was bizarre because he'd been accused in a book of being involved in Bohemian Grove, which I find curious because then he did write some articles talking about the elites and how they were a bunch of pedophiles. So very, very strange, but I never reached out. Here's another example. I get sent a signed lithograph for me of an empty birdcage by Kurt Vonnegut. I talked to his well-known business partner, Joe Petro. I ought to get Joe on. Joe said he'd come on. I just get so busy with the news, I don't think to do it. And he said, no, Kurt likes your films, wanted me to send you this. He's real old right now and doesn't want to do any public speaking, but he might do your show. And he'd just given a speech saying, I'm done. He gave it at his alma mater and said, I'm gone now. I'm you won't see me again. And then he died a year later. But in my house, I have signed Kurt Vonnegut to Alex, you know, birdcage. I mean, a lithograph he did. Kurt Vonnegut. I mean, it doesn't get any cooler than that. I grew up, my parents being huge fans of Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five, Sirens of Titan. I read that stuff when I was a teenager. You know, I guess that went into forming my political views. And then he was dead. I guess with these, you know, I'm going to call Keanu Reeves up. I'm going to call Woody Harrelson up. I'd forgotten I did have his number. I'm going to really just go ahead and start trying to push to get these celebrities on because it's always, it's so much news attention and really then that hype helps us reach a whole new audience. And I'm just not starstruck is my point. I'm kind of struck with all the news and information. So I never remember to cover all the key info and that I could get set up. I could get arrested. I could get killed. You know, this David Carradine thing shows that. And they always like to kill you in a sexually embarrassing way. I've predicted that if they ever kill me, one of the ways they'll do it's in a drive-by shooting or a carjacking or grab me, drug me up, put me dead in a hotel room and kill a hooker next to me. Now, that's one of their favorite ways to do it. And I have no doubt they probably killed David Carradine because I knew he was working on this. But we wrote a story just mentioning Larry King Live and other TV shows saying he was about to come out with conspiracies. And then German news is saying we're reporting it. No, CNN is. But German newspapers are reporting off InfoWars. So that's just classic media. This is not our conspiracy theory. You know, news is saying conspiracy theory website, InfoWars.com. It's not a conspiracy theory. Okay? It's not a conspiracy theory. This stuff is going on. And my gut tells me they killed David Carradine. And I have no doubt that what's been reported on, that his dad was part of some organizations, is probably true. Most of Hollywood, especially at that time, was. My experience now is Hollywood, at the star levels, rebelled against all that and is sick of their Crowleyan roots. Okay, we will start the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com, the websites.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 8th day of June, 2009. We are now simulcasting the final 3 hours of the four-hour radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. We have former Federal Treasury agent, armed agent assigned to the IRS, Joe Bannister, joining us in studio. There's also a, quote, governmentally funded New World Order conference going on in Canada. We're going to get a 10-minute report on that later. And one of the PrisonPlanet.com forum moderators, JT Coyote, Jack Travis, great guy, no criminal record, Native American. He got SWAT teamed because the Century 21 realtors saw reloading in his house. And they watch the sitcoms and see the dramas on TV and reloading supplies and firearms. That's listed in the police report. Is evidence of a meth lab. It's evidence of crime. That's why all the shows are based in New York. All the dramas, the fiction shows are based in New York or Chicago. And the cops pull somebody over and find a gun and go, you're going to jail for this gun. People then watch that in Colorado and Texas. I had it happen to me with carpet cleaners. But I had a bad feeling. I called the carpet place and they said, well, he tried to call the cops. Yes, we tried to explain to our cleaner that guns are legal in Texas. But there'd been a whole debate about whether to call the cops on me or not. So I'm telling you, this is dangerous. Somebody needs to start a company like plumbing and carpet cleaning and stuff that advertises, we don't spy on you when you're in your, you know, when we're in your house. See, cops got to get a warrant to go in your house, but not all these repair people. And you can watch them when they're in your house, man. They're looking. They're all getting a little cut off that. And I know a bunch of old ladies in Austin. It's actually been in the news a few times who've been raided, but I know old women who get raided for fish tanks. If cleaner men see fish tanks, they think it's drugs with some lily pads growing. One lady was, she's dead now, a famous scientist that studies fish. An ornithologist studies birds and a zoologist studies animals, period. I forget the scientific name for studying fish. And they saw a bunch of fish tanks in her house and they raided her, knocked her door down. And I had a good friend, Nick, help actually work on America's Toy by Design. He and his girlfriend lived next door to me in the apartments. They're a few doors down, and we're friends, totally clean cut. You know, this guy was like 0% fat, running 5 miles a day, lifting weights, and we worked out some. That's why it was so funny. The guy wouldn't even really drink. When they knocked his door down, the SWAT team came because his girlfriend was taking botany at UT and had some little flowers growing with a grow light. You can't have a grow light in America. You're going to be SWAT teamed. Do you understand that? I mean, this just happened to JT Coyote. I've got the police reports and everything right here. They're up on Infowars.com. And it says that the two firearms were seen. You don't have firearms in Colorado. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter if they're legal. SWAT teams are coming. That's how this country operates. That's why there's billboards up. I can be in New York, California, Texas. I've seen them for at least a decade. These billboards that show a revolver pointed at you threateningly. And it says, report illegal guns. Well, the slave public that doesn't own guns, half the population, they think guns illegal. That billboard is false advertising. It's meant to say revolvers are illegal. All right, I'm done talking about that. Since we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to air this Michael Reagan clip in the next segment and then get into other news. This Michael Reagan clip is him last year saying, murder Mark Dice, I will pay for the bullets and kill other 9/11 truthers. And for soliciting murder on air to 8 million people, he should be arrested. Now, I said earlier that this fool, Roanoke man charged with making online threats on Infowars.com, Roanoke newspaper, he went on there and said, kill this cop, kill that cop. He went on there and said, go to their house, kill their family. That's horrible to say kill somebody's children. And he's now been arrested. He should get in trouble. But this was obviously across the country had some danger, but nothing compared to Michael Reagan, to 8 million people saying it. He didn't get in trouble. Why? We're going to ask that question when we get back. Then I'm going to get into the financial news, what's happening. Like we warned you, we said this 6-7 months ago, the bailout monies actually caused less bank lending. That's by design. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door, just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, an AP headline, all businesses, bond market rout lifts mortgage costs. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates and mortgages and U.S. Treasury debts are now marching higher as nervous bond investors fret about the resurgence of inflation. Again, I don't have the staff and crew to do this, but it's very effective with new listeners and viewers online. If listeners will go back to October 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, I said this will increase on every show. I said this will increase the amount of mortgages. And then I explained why. We've seen the IMF and World Bank do this hundreds of times in third world countries and in Western countries. This is a shake and bake. It's like people go, you're a genius. You knew how to make pancakes. No, it's right here on the box. I just put some milk and eggs in it and stirred it up, whipped it, and put it on a griddle. I mean, this is what they do. It's like, Alex Jones is incredible. He took me to Africa and took me out in the savannah and said, watch that tiger. It's going to grab that gazelle. And sure enough, it did. Hey, this guy's amazing. I don't know how he does it. It'd be like if, you know, 15 years ago, I took you to a Bulls game and I said, now watch this. That guy right there, Michael Jordan, sometime in the next hour and a half, he's going to go over and slam dunk a ball. And then he slam dunks it, and they go, how did you know that? You, oh, my God, you're incredible. No, it's Michael Jordan. This stuff is so simple. It's all stated on record. They openly run giant eugenics foundations. They say world government's going to be put in place to carry out our orderly extermination. And I give you all the articles and documents every day. I shoot you straight here, but you don't have to believe me. You can go check it out. I tell you, biological diversity assessments, what, 89, 95, 96, they all talk about getting rid of 80% of the population. I put screenshots of it in my films. You can go to the UN online and read it. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, but trust but verify. Trust but verify. Speaking of Reagan, we're going to get into all that. Here's Michael Reagan, the adopted son of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan would never get up on the air and say, go out and buy, you know, I'll buy the bullets, I'll buy the guns, go out and kill Mark Dice, the prominent 9/11 truther that said, mail my DVDs, Terror Storm, to troops overseas to show them the history of government-sponsored terror from the CIA history page. I mean, that's from CIA.gov in the film. They brag they staged terror attacks in Iran to overthrow the government. They staged attacks and blamed it on the government and said kind of a reverse false flag. That'd be like if the government today, some other government staged a terror attack and made it look like our government did it. You know, it very sophisticated. What they did is they shot mosque, bombed mosque, killed imams, because Mossadegh was trying to keep the Muslim extremists out of control. He was a secular, you know, person who wanted to build up the country, but he wouldn't give BP, British Petroleum, and Dutch Royal Shell all the oil, and Anglo-American oil at the time. And so they went in and staged terror attacks and printed up tens of thousands of handbills saying Mossadegh had done it, as if it was from Mossadegh saying, look, I'm attacking the Muslims. See, you go back to 1953, there are the radical Muslims working for the globalists. They've radicalized the Middle East to keep them under their control. Iraq, the women, 60% of doctor and lawyer graduates and period, 60% across the board, was women. Women didn't wear the headdresses. Women had the same rights as men. Women were in the highest levels of government and industry. Not anymore. They wear burqas. You don't see their faces. It's now an Islamic government. That's what the New World, the Muslim extremists work for the New World Order. And they think you'll never figure that out. But it's so obvious. It's the White House admits, the last White House, this White House, they have four al-Qaeda groups attacking Iran, bombing dams, bombing police stations, attacking school buses, trying to get the Iranians to attack the U.S. and to attack the fleet. The Iranians go on TV and say, please stop staging terror attacks. Please stop staging terror attacks. And the U.S. admits they're staging. But that isn't the U.S. That's the bankers that control us and are using us. They publicly used al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. Same story over and over again. The Serbs defend themselves. Oh, the Serbs are engaged in a massacre. We've now got to go take the Serbs over. And the UN comes in and takes over. So that's what's going on here. Now, let me just finish with this. I'm going to do a brief recap as I covered this last hour. Then I'm going to get into all the news. Then JT Coyote's coming up. And then Joe Bannister in studio. In the third hour today, I'm going to get into the latest eugenics info. Some key info I want to cover there. Coming up, and your calls. Roanoke man charged with making online threats. This is out of the Roanoke Times, the major paper in Roanoke, Virginia. And it says he went on Infowars.com. You can read this at Infowars.com. We have links to it. It says he went on my site, and because I remember seeing the post and calling Kurt Nimmo up and saying delete it, because we don't even have full-time moderators. We got to get them or shut it down. In fact, I think I'll just maybe shut the forums down until we are able to hire the moderators. Maybe that's the answer. But then if the money doesn't come in, I can't do it. But side issue. It says he said, go to the cop's house, get him, get his family. You think this is a threat? It isn't. It's a promise is what he said here. And I know. I saw the comments. I erased them. And the FBI calls up days later and says, you erased that. We want you to put that back up. And I said, look, I'm not putting that back up. And they said, okay, well, we're going to subpoena you for it. And I said, whatever. And the subpoena came in. And then another subpoena. And they said, well, we can't say it has to do with this. Tell us about the Obama deception. They were like messing with me, trying to make me think it was about that, and asking my employees about my films and my work and about me. And I was going, is this about this guy making threats or is this about Alex Jones? And they'd say, sorry, I can't tell you that. But don't talk about it or you'll be in contempt of federal grand jury. And I'm like, okay. So I go talk to my lawyers, got to pay for that. And they say, well, you can say they came in there and subpoenaed you, but no, don't say what it's about. I go, hell, I can't say what it's about. I don't know what it's about. Well, now we know, at least one of them, it's this guy. And, you know, the issue is what he did is wrong and bad. But what about the cop that did kill the guy in handcuffs and then lie about it and try to cover up the video surveillance, which then came out of him executing him in handcuffs? You know, he's now been indicted. He's now been arrested, and he's going to prison. See, justice is being served. You don't need to go after the cop, or then the guy says go after the guy's family. How dare you? This cop's family's done nothing. We don't torture in America. We don't go after people's family in America. We're the good guys. You start doing that, you descend into total tyranny. The BATF murdering those children at Waco. We don't lower ourselves to the level of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Formerly the BATF, now the BATFE. We don't lower ourselves to their level. We don't kill children. We don't talk about it. So, just like don't walk out in front of a bus. Do you deserve life in prison like you're probably going to get in a federal prison? Probably at least to serve 15 years? You probably don't. But they're going to go ahead and throw the book at you because the cops are scared. They know they're carrying out tyranny. They know the system's imploding. And they want to intimidate people by throwing the book at them for stuff like this. Because they're scared. And I don't blame them. They're doing a lot of wrong. But a lot of them are doing good. A lot of them aren't bad. And this is rule of law, folks. Rule of law for the globalist. Rule of law for us. Now, that said, here is the hypocrite in chief, Michael Reagan. I'm not going to play the clip of him saying, do things anally to children. If you want to go watch it on YouTube, you can. I'm not playing that audio here. It's too extreme. This, he said, murder children. I can't even say how he does it. This is Jeffrey Dahmer. But this is him saying, kill 9/11 truthers. He'll pay for the bullets. Soliciting murder, and he doesn't get in trouble. But this guy across the country who doesn't have 8 million listeners, he goes on a message board and says it, and he gets in trouble, which he should, but so should Michael Reagan. Here it is.
Hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail call is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. Man, they ought to take these. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks
Operation
that killed
Northwoods.
Nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God.
The soliciting murder goes on and on from there. He continues soliciting for murder. right-wing military writer. We may have to kill war journalists. We broke this. Kurt Nemo wrote the original story, seeing this video at a neocon conference. Then Raw Story picked it up a few weeks ago. Right-wing military writer, we may have to kill war journalists. There's video and audio of it. He says, kill journalists in America that criticize the government. Kill them overseas. So see where this is going with our First Amendment? So I guess for the FBI, it's okay that he's saying kill us for our free speech. And Michael Savage says put you in prison for your free speech. But then when he gets his free speech taken, he whines and bitches. We'll be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. And less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Little piece of you, a little piece in me.
here's a Raw story. And then here's the article he wrote. Kurt Nemo originally reported on this. Wishful Thinking and Indecisive Wars, Ralph Peters. This is the top neocon. This is his blog, his words, what he has to say. It says, pretending to be impartial, the self-surrogating personalities drawn to media careers overwhelmingly take a side, and that side is rarely ours. That means foreign offshore banks that use us as their Hessian mercenaries. Although it seems unthinkable now, further future wars may require censorship, news blackouts, and ultimately military attacks on partisan media. They already do that. They already killed U.S. journalists and other journalists in Iraq, and they already say they want to kill journalists here. This is a talking point Glenn Beck puts out about using the military on journalists. This is their system. It goes on, but freedom of the press stops when it abuses and kills our soldiers and strengthens our enemies. Such a view arouses disdain today, but a media establishment that has forgotten any sense of sober patriotism may find that it has become tomorrow's conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom to kill. To kill me. To kill you. Or as Michael Savage said over and over again, I'm sure you've all heard it, put anybody that disagrees with the war in a forced labor camp. Put us in prison, and his argument was, we shouldn't have to pay to have you in prison, so let's make you work. Now, this is the same thing that was done in Soviet Russia, Communist China, that's been done in every dictatorship in history. You know, they always have their excuse how they need to do this. And they're training the kids to spy on their parents, and they're, you know, all the things that go along with tyranny are now happening in our society, and controlling the resources themselves, you know, resource crimes, carbon credit crimes, carbon footprint crimes. And he goes on to talk about how they need to kill journalists. So when you hear Michael Reagan saying that, know that it's very, very serious. But now at least some of the mystery of why the Secret Service and FBI have been here in multiple visits is cleared up with this latest news article, because I'm no longer underneath that subpoena, which they still wouldn't tell me exactly what it was, so I wasn't sure. Hopefully that is the end of it. But that's why we have a video up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That click on that. Let's just show people that video. I'm going to play it later in the show, where I ask listeners, I should have turned the lights on and done it all like in here. I kind of just one night said, hey, Rob, you know, Saturday, let's do a promo for the Money Bomb. I haven't promoted that. So I kind of just, the fluorescent lighting, I'm in here with it all glowing, going, hey, you know, this is our office. Support us with the Money Bomb. But I really lay out the points. See, there it is. Alex Jones calls for aid to expand an info war against the global elite. That's the article. I really explain that we're having more effect in the fight against the globalists than all of George Soros' funding for the globalists. I mean, he spent and others spent millions and millions of dollars for these films they're putting out for free like we do, but pushing carbon taxes, world government. And we are really, really starting to counter them and really having an effect. And we have a chance at victory against these people if folks just take action. But we need more personnel, bottom line, and we need your support to get it done. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, that's coming up on Thursday. If you don't want to support us that way, you can always support us just by buying the books and videos. I have the new video out, Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings. And that's not really a documentary. It's more of a presentation. I show the interview I did and put out for 3 years ago, but also added footage I hadn't put out, some behind-the-scenes interviews with him. And, of course, I update things with the latest information. That film needs to be seen. Everybody asked for it. Everybody was requesting I put it on DVD, and they're just sitting in there. I wish it was hot like the Obama deception or like an Endgame, but, you know, Aaron was a hardworking guy and really fought the New World Order, and I think this is a nice testament to what he did and what he said, and it's a key testimony people need. So order Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. We now have 3 months of the monthly best ofs, the DVD arsenal. Those are now, 3 months of those are now available. Great interviews with Ron Paul, you name it. Footage that we shot sending a crew to the tent cities of California. And these are really well produced and in high quality, cover a host of topics. We have a states' rights section in one of the new videos about the rebellion against the feds, states' rights declaring their sovereignty, the states standing up against the New World Order. That is also available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also see all of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, see the live TV show we're doing right now, simulcasting with radio, if you're a member for 15 cents a day at prisonplanet.tv. And that 15 cents a day pays for the high-quality bandwidth that the site offers. So thanks to all the prisonplanet.tv members as well. The toll-free number to call to get the films is 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Tons of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
He is a Native American, name's Jack Travis, but he goes by J.T. Coyote. And he's one of the great posters and writers at the PrisonPlanet.com forum. And a few years ago, he's one of the volunteer moderators on there, trying to keep the feds off, stirring up trouble and calling for the murder of police on there. So we really appreciate him, and I've gotten to know him. He's been a guest on. I talked to some of the state reps. He is the guy who had the idea back in the early 1990s and went to one of the state representatives in Colorado and became a volunteer to help get the states' rights movement there. That passed in Colorado, then passed in Oklahoma. Then the feds bombed Oklahoma City to try to demonize the Patriot movement. Now 30-plus states have passed or are passing, not secession like the media says, a declaration of sovereignty saying we're not under federal control. Well, he got SWAT teamed last week, and he said, I don't want to come on this week. Let me get you the police reports. Let me get you the police warrant. And we got those. We called. We confirmed. That's up on Infowars.com with his given name of Jack Travis. That's a great name. Sounds like a hero in a Louis L'Amour book. But whenever he's related to Colonel Travis from Alamo fame. And he got then hit by a SWAT team. So we're going to talk to him about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to get into the latest economic news and then cover eugenics and take your calls in the hour after that. Then in studio, former federal treasury agent who exposed the private nature and criminal nature of the IRS will be in studio with us, Joe Bannister. That should be very informative. I look forward to that. He's traveling through Texas with his son. So that is coming up. I want to mention that we have the incident reports, the warrant. It's all posted up on Infowars.com. Nothing you're going to hear here is our opinion. This is cold, hard fact that is up on Infowars.com right now with the police phone numbers, with the names of the realtor that called the police on him. This is the incident report. Then there's the warrant. There's the after-action report. That is all posted up on Infowars.com for anybody that wants to go see this. We document all of this. Just like when I tell you the FBI was here and I've been subpoenaed and I'm not allowed to talk about it. In a federal subpoena, you're not allowed to because it's an ongoing investigation. Well, now I can because it's in the newspaper why the FBI was here. And all you people that say we're liars always get made to look like fools later. But again, I understand you're getting paid to do that, most of you. It's just unbelievable to be an honest, truthful person and have to deal with your crap. Now, going back to JT Coyote, as he's known on the web, and I guess his Native American name, he's in Colorado. Good, upstanding guy, no criminal record, friends with the sheriff. He gets a visit from the sheriff at night, and he says, you're about to get hit by a DEA SWAT team. They saw your guns, some of your reloading stuff, and they think it's a meth lab. And that's in the report. Oh, they saw some brass casings. They saw some guns. We think it's a meth lab because down in his basement bathroom, he was down there doing reloading. And so anything out of the ordinary, I mean, I see this in the news all the time where they end up killing old vets and people. And I've seen weird inside the LAPD show that I saw probably 10 years ago, made a big deal out of on air. And it was a World War II vet. And the neighbors hadn't seen him in a week. So they go in and he's dead on the floor of a heart attack or stroke, I forget. And the cops come up and go, look at this guy's Bronco. He's got an NRA sticker. What scum? And look, he's a World War II vet. And they call him scum for having the NRA sticker. And they go in and they just say, look at these gun nuts, filth. And the cops openly are stealing his guns on TV. They're so criminal, they think it's normal to say, I want this gun. I want that gun. And, just incredible. And it's the same thing. Now, I'm not saying all police are like this. A lot of cops are good. But, I mean, this is on video. These cops are so evil and so corrupt is happening right there. And I've told the famous story. It's famous now. I've told it probably 50 times, warning people. I used to do my radio show out of my house. And I didn't have children then. This is like 8 years ago. And there was a gun rack with a shotgun, a Winchester Defender, cheap pump shotgun, up there on the wall. And the carpet cleaner said, I can't go in there, sir. And I said, why? And he goes, that gun, isn't that illegal? And I said, why? He goes, well, it's black and it looks scary. And I said, well, don't worry, sir. It's up on a gun rack. It's just for self-defense up there. And, since they're locked up because I have kids, but I can still get in them quickly. And he looked upset, and I said, look, the Second Amendment isn't illegal. I said, you watch a lot of TV, don't you? You know my spiel. And he said, huh? And he said, look, I'm just not going to clean that room. And I said, okay, fine. I said, but I'm going to, not pay for it because I'd, already agreed to a contract to clean the whole house. And I guess I'm recounting this too slowly with too much to tell. To make a long story short, I have this tendency to kind of flash back to the actual events and creep along telling it. But I pick up a newspaper article because I'd just been in the front page of the Metro and State at a pro-Second Amendment rally, and I just caught bribery at the Capitol on video. And so it was a picture of me shouting at the Capitol. And I said, see, Alex Jones, protesting for Second Amendment rights at the Capitol, and here's another story right by it about House Ethics Committee says payment's illegal. I said, see, it's Texas. Guns aren't illegal. I go, I know you watch TV and the shows are based in New York where guns are illegal. And I assure you, sir, there's gun shops all over town. And the guy kind of got mad, like I was trying to act like I was smart or something. He was real stupid. He was a white guy. I still remember him. Because with a carpet cleaner place, you have the main carpet guy, and then you have his assistant that drags it along behind him. It was this Hispanic guy. And that guy kind of got mad and walked outside. And the Hispanic guy goes, yeah, he's an idiot. He does this all the time. I think I'm going to quit this job. And then they leave, and I have a bad feeling a couple hours later. So I call the carpet cleaner place, the Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner. And I call Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner, and I say, yeah, this is Alex Jones. I had a carpet cleaner here. And he goes, and it's the manager. Yes, I know. Yes. Oh, yes, you know. Yes, you know. And he said, how can I help you? And I said, well, one of your guys was acting all freaked out about a shotgun in my office up on a gun rack. And I said, that's completely legal. He goes, I know, we're not calling the police. And I said, you're not calling the police. He goes, no, it was discussed. We explained you're allowed to have a firearm, but he's not comfortable around it. So, you know, he didn't clean the room. And I said, well, whatever. Then I go on Access TV that night and the Hispanic helper calls in to the show, and it's his same voice, and he says, hey, Alex, just wanted you to know that I didn't want to say anything today, that I'm a fan, too, and I got in an argument with that guy, and he did try to call the cops at the office, and they fired me today. So they fired the guy, the helper, the assistant, because he got in an argument explaining this is crazy. And there was reportedly some big debate, and they almost called the cops on me. This is America, folks. So now we go to JT Coyote. Joining us from Colorado, JT Coyote, in a nutshell, tell folks what happened.
Well, Alex, it was pretty crazy. It's good talking with you, by the way.
Good having you on with us. Glad you weren't killed by the SWAT team.
Man, I tell you, it could have turned ugly real quick. You know, I'm a gunsmith, and I run my business out of my home. So, you know, I've got...
Century 21 did well, though. Stasi,
oh, yeah,
go ahead.
They did their job under InfraGuard. You know, it's amazing how quickly they work too. But any time a federal warrant is issued, you know, they came in. They were 2 hours late. They came in. They were supposed to be one realtor and a buyer that was interested. Not well. It turned out to be a convention of Century 21 real estate agents. And, you know, I mean, they were interested, you know, they came in, the one guy was interested in my telescope, another guy interested in my dog, and they fanned out all over the place.
Yeah, that's an excuse. They were running probably a black op. You know, they get kickback goodies for whoever they were at.
All they had to do was see something that they could say was. And the firearms were secondary. They saw my annealing apparatus in the lower bathroom where I anneal 100-year-old cartridge cases to make them usable again for these old antique firearms. You know, people like to shoot their old relics. But
they do describe in the warrant that guns were seen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And this is, and it said, this is consistent with a meth lab.
Yes.
The firearms mean you're a meth lab.
That's, you know, in their head. And so this guy goes down and swears a complaint against me. And because he used that term, meth lab, that automatically brings in the DEA, so a federal warrant is issued. Well, the sheriff in the county, any time a federal warrant is issued, he has to honor that. And, you know, when he found out that it was me, you know, I've known John for years, and he goes, oh, no, we're not going to have one of those in here, not with him.
Thank God you had a good sheriff who wasn't drunk at the bar at night. He actually was watching the warrants coming across his desk like he's supposed to.
Exactly. John Minor is a constitutional sheriff par excellence, and he's what everyone prays they have as a sheriff in their county. He was off duty. He hadn't slept. He'd been up, you know, I mean, the sheriff's work is never done. And, you know, in street clothes, him and the chief of police, Mark Hamschmidt, they both knew that this was could go ugly because they all know what I do. And, you know, I keep loaded weapons around. You know, we live in an area where, well, the biggest drug bust in county history happened 2 years ago, two blocks from my house. So we're, you know, we're in that gray zone between commercial and residential. So, you know, I'm like you, Alex. You got that 357 in the drawer there? I've got several
right
of them.
Right here.
You betcha. I got several of them. And, you know, my daughter, she's pretty. And some of these young boys from south of the border, she's pretty in that way. You know, she's the Indian is favored in her. And she's got stalkers. She's 17 years old, you know. And you don't know who's going to come through that door. So the problem here was the way the whole thing went down in town. I mean, they invented stuff. I don't know. Did you read that incident report?
No, it was just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
This is how America is. I mean, this is what they do. Listen, folks, when workers are in your house now and see a bruise on your kid's leg, you don't know if SWAT team's coming. Because that's the new, all of America's being converted to the Defense Department and the private agencies, the defense contractors owning the red lights, the threat fusion centers, the police training. Most of the new college grads are law enforcement related, literally. They're converting everything over. So that's how those realtors make their money, is getting a cut off of who they rat out.
Or,
and so they just run around 24/7 tattling on people.
Or if they can get a property. See, we were selling our house. That's why they were here. If they can get a property condemned as a meth lab, they can pick it up for nickels on the dollar.
No, I know. I mean, for people that don't know, this country has collapsed already. People just haven't figured it out yet. It's kind of like somebody dies next to you at the theater, and at the end of the movie, you know, the guy's sweeping up the popcorn, and they go, sir, sir, and they find out he's dead. He's been dead for 2 hours.
Yeah.
The country's pretty much dead. We might be able to defibrillate it, you know, with some shockers if we wake up now and do it. But, I mean, it's just total tattletale, spies, news admits the kids are being trained to turn in their parents. This isn't freedom. While the government ships the heroin and cocaine in and pushes Ritalin and Prozac on the kids, JT Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God the sheriff came. He told you now the SWAT team's coming around the door. What happened next?
Well, after when he showed up, you know, the dog started barking. He showed up, him and Mark, and they knocked on the door. They were both dressed in street clothes with their sheriff blazers. Neither one of them was armed. They said, JT, we got to talk to you. And I said, well, come on in. I'll put on a pot of coffee. They said, no, we're going to have to talk outside. That's when I knew something was up. John, I mean, he apologized profusely. It should have never gone that way had they contacted the sheriff to begin with. And, you know, he says, in about 2 minutes, a DEA SWAT team is going to be searching your home. And I laughed. I couldn't believe it. I just, and he gave the high sign. The boys came over and, you know, John had prepped them. You know, he says, look, you're in my county. This is going to be done my way. And they were.
So anyways, they went around your house and came out, admitted nothing was there, and then one of them shook your hands for doing reloading because a lot of cops are into guns.
Well, you know, if you walk through my house, Alec, every room, there's at least 4 or 5 firearms leaning up against the wall.
Because you're a gunsmith. You're allowed to have your job. It's what you do. You're not evil.
Exactly. Exactly. It's what I do. And the guys, we sat around for about 20 minutes, and we discussed what could have happened had the sheriff not intervened.
But they were still acting like you were your friends, you know, because the creeps admit they were recording you the whole time you were friendly talking to them.
Yeah, the whole thing was going on. And the thing is, the questions, you know, I just wanted to know if they were training real estate agents to identify meth labs. And the answer to that was yes. And this guy had gone through an 80-hour course, 80 hours, and he's calling my reloading equipment a meth lab. Now, what does that tell you about the level of instruction?
Well, I would know what reloading equipment was in a half a second. I've seen it in so many rural homes
in
my own family, but I guess to them, a big cranking, you know, stamper, the parts, the casings, I guess it looked like drugs to him. Well, basically, if all you had in your house was American Idol and Janet Jameson videos, everything would have been okay.
Yeah,
but you had guns, and we all know that's why this happened. And yeah, they're taking all these different industry people with InfraGuard and training them for anti-terror, anti-drug. You see these FBI ads about recruiting farmers to fight Al-Qaeda. Once they get to the meeting, it's, does your neighbor have a well that's not metered?
Yeah.
You know, is your neighbor smoking pot? Is your neighbor not paying taxes? People show up at these anti-terror meetings and they find out the people are the terrorists. And they say, oh, we're going to tattle and spy on neighbors to fight Al-Qaeda because that sounds reasonable. Then once you get there, it's, does your neighbor spank their kids? And I've shown those news articles and federal documents here on air. This is what everything's being converted to. Now, what would have happened if the SWAT team would have come kicking in the door? Half the time, they don't even announce police. You'd have been sitting there, you said, at your computer at night, probably moderating PrisonPlanet.com forum.
As a matter of fact, I was on InfoWars deleting all kinds of stuff because, you know, what you were talking about earlier. And that's a whole different story.
So you're on there deleting, you know, do this to the cops, kill this, kill that,
and then here come
the cops.
Alex, the ones that get through are 1% of the ones that get posted.
So it's just insane.
It's insane. And for me, it's exciting because at that time of the day.
No, I'm not griping at you and the three or four volunteer moderators. Yeah. I'm saying I got to get full-time people here doing it or get rid of it because it's like just FBI, people popping up, Secret Service here at the office, and subpoenas and guys with guns and sunglasses. And, I mean, it's getting out of control. JT Coyote, stay right there, my friend. This is the GCN Radio Network. This could happen to any of you out there. I bet it's already happened to a lot of you. We could take a lot of calls on that subject.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
The social engineers controlling our society are using radio, TV, dramas, fiction to imply all guns are illegal. And now, using concealed carry, they turn it right into a privilege and go, yeah, you can carry a gun. You can carry a gun in these states. You just got to go get a license. Well, you can still carry a gun in most of those states, depending on a rifle or handgun, depending on the state, without the concealed carry. The concealed carry just means the government says you've been checked and they approve of it. What we need is Vermont-style carry. And crime rates go down on average about 24% after 2 years after one of these is implemented, because carjackers and people get scared. We don't have a lot of carjacking in Texas because we'll kill you. Who tries to carjack me, I'm going to kill you dead in a hammer. But in New York and Chicago and places where victims are disarmed, they do. So see, for other people, let me just show all the cowards, all the conditioned people out there who see those signs that say, report illegal guns. This is not illegal. This is my Second Amendment right that forefathers fought and died for. And this is here in case somebody tries to do a mass shooting or tries to attack me or tries something. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to defend myself. You may get me, but I'm not going down without a fight. And you need to stop being so gelded, so conditioned, so afraid of firearms. You know, just 30 years ago, 40 years ago, my dad going to public school, he would bring his shotgun to school. He'd go hunt with friends after school. He was going over to their house, their ranch. He went to a pretty big high school out in the country. He would take his firearms. And now it's a complete and total freakout. We have been domesticated, ladies and gentlemen. We have been turned into complete and total slaves. And it needs to stop. So, JT Coyote, thank God you weren't killed in any of this.
And thank God they didn't hammer jack my front door, because there would have been a couple of them going out too. Body armor notwithstanding, I don't bring a pop gun to a cannon fight. And
to be clear, because you're saying you might not have known if it was police.
Say again now?
You might not have known if it was police.
Well, no. The direction they came in, I don't have access to the view. I've got my computer set up to where I can look out the front door, but I can't see the direction they came from. Plus, I have a view of all three entrances into the house. So, you know, and Alex, I have a couple of firearms sitting here, and they're loaded and chambered. You know, it's just, you know, there's no small children here. So, you know, it's purely, I'm a gunsmith. You know, what, you grab one of my old antique rifles, and that's enough to buy your pay for your drug habit for a month, because some of these are worth many thousands of dollars. And so, you know, this whole thing could have gotten ugly real quick, and the sheriff knew that.
And it's all because he did those guys a favor, those DEA guys a favor. They want to stop the drugs, stop the government from shipping it in. You bozos know that.
Yeah, I mean,
the issue here is, JT Coyote, is that you can't have the services. You can't just have a realtor in your house. You can't just have a plumber in your house. And not all of them are doing this, but the big outfits generally are. It's the big.
Well, there was deception there too, Alex. You've got to realize that our realtor was told that it would be one realtor and a hot prospective buyer, and it ended up being a group of Century 21 realtors. That right there is under false pretenses. So there's, you know, we're checking the legal ramifications of that, because we have the conversation between our realtor and this guy on tape. It was on an answering machine. So, you know, this isn't by any means over. These guys, there has to be some responsibility for people like realtors and carpet cleaners. You know, if you're going to accuse somebody of something and somebody gets killed, you need to pay. And you know,
they never do. They give them medals. Oh, JT Coyote, we appreciate the great work.
All right, buddy.
That you're doing. But stay there one more minute. I want you to spend 5 minutes talking about how crazy it is trying to moderate Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.com.forum.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know, eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, look, folks, it's a good former federal agent. It's Joe Bannister here in studio with us. And he will be live in studio with us coming up in 1 hour from now. Got a bunch of news coming up. Joe, it's good to have you here. You know, I've got JT Coyote on the line. He was talking about he is a gunsmith, and the sheriff knows him. He's known in the community. Century 21 came by, saw some of his guns, saw a reloader, and described it as a meth lab. And so then the DEA SWAT teamed him over it, and thank God they weren't really corrupt, didn't plant something on him to legitimize it. They said, oh, sorry, and left. But, I mean, I keep trying to explain to listeners, this is an informant society now, and they've got people who think they're trained who are just looking for something because they're getting money off of it.
Right. No, actually, I'm familiar with the story because I'm a big fan of your website. So I saw the article about JT, and then I've been just listening on the radio on the way here. So absolutely. And I just read the article about the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, enlisting drivers out on the California highways and byways to report out-of-state license plates.
Absolutely, as if... And then that gives them some, they think, legal tenuous thing to say, oh, we got a call about your car. California's full of foreign plates driving around. This is literally, I've noticed all these federal training reports and state training, they make it as broad as possible. Does the guy wear blue jeans? Does he have a cell phone? That's in these federal reports. I'm sure you've seen them. Do they have a road almanac? I mean, I've got one of those. Who doesn't have a road atlas? So it's, do they have a libertarian bumper sticker? It's to get everybody tattling on everybody.
Well, that's right. In fact, before I left the IRS, I did a search warrant, and we saw a bunch of materials in this guy's house, and I had those materials in my own library because I was starting to learn the truth. So it's amazing what you'll see that you may possess yourself, and they consider it illegal and somehow a problem for a free society. So,
listen, I was wearing a Minuteman shirt at the beach 2 weeks ago, and you would have thought I had a dead baby on my shirt. I mean, the people were, and I could tell it was cops, you know, somewhat handsome, well-built, middle-aged with their wives walking on the beach. And because other folks would like walk by and not notice, you could tell they were cops and they'd see it and kind of be scared just walking. Like I was about to kill them. Big teeth were about to grow out and I was about to, just jump. I mean, what is their deal?
Well, I mean, typical of law enforcement is training, right? And whenever you get into a situation, because you're always supposed to be in a condition ready for a problem. And so I think they're automatically hearkening back to their training. And a lot of their training deals more and more with people like us.
And you see a tri-cornered hat, that's George Washington. You can't have that. All right, Joe, we're going to see you in an hour. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, Alex.
Great to see you, bro. JT Coyote, just finishing up in 2 minutes. Tell folks how crazy, how many death threats, how many things you've got to erase off InfoWars and Prison Plant.
Oh, buddy. Between last Thursday, when the Virginia shooting article showed up, and when mine showed up, because a lot of people don't like me because I will delete their stuff, and anytime I see them, they're gone. I probably deleted 500 posts off of InfoWars alone, and of those, a good 20% were bordering on direct death threats against the cop or against me or against the realtor of all things in that article. And, you know, it just, people forget that just because they're anonymous doesn't mean that they can't be found. And when you make threats like that, you're going to be you know, you're hurting the forum. Now the Prison Planet forum, the regular chat forum where we all started out here a couple of years ago, that runs itself because the people that we have in there, we can delete people and make sure they don't come back. But the blogs are totally different, buddy. And
no, I know. It's absolute Wild West, insane
indeed.
Asylum. And you know, it drives the site. It's real exciting in Wild West, and we're using that to build everything. But at the same time, we got to get some controls.
Exactly.
JT Coyote, thank you for all the great work you do, and God bless you.
You're welcome. And, God bless you too, buddy, and keep it up.
I'll try.
All right.
I'm going to get into a bunch of economic news on the other side. Then we got Joe Bannister coming in studio.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price. And their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Been talking more and more about eugenics because that's what our society orbits around. The global elite believe there are too many people. They're also targeting intelligent people that could rival them and control the power structure. This is all stated on record. We cover it in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And these are monopoly men. They want to control societies through state controlled systems that conduit the profits to private offshore interest that are bigger than any one nation. And the globalists play nations off against each other. And if one nation ever gets too uppity and tries to defeat the New World Order, they can then finance and sick the other countries to go in and take down that country. So this is a system that the elites figured out to keep global empire, a financial global empire, in place. So I'm going to go over some of that coming up in a few minutes. But what segues into this is this story out of the Associated Press. All businesses, bond market route lifts mortgage cost. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. We told you that on October 3rd and 4th and 5th when this stuff passed, we said it will have the opposite effect because the globalists were on record with what they were going to do. Let me continue. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates for mortgages and U.S. Treasury debt are now marching higher as nervous bond investors fret about a resurgence of inflation. That's the catch-22 threatening to make an awful housing market potentially worse. Oh, the money's going to make it worse. Oh, you bet. But don't worry, then they'll take even more money and make it worse, and then more money and make it worse. And if you don't like it, SWAT teams are swelling. Paramilitary forces are ready. They're going to rape us good. And if we don't like it, you can go in a ditch and get your head blown off. That's the catch-22 threatening to make an awful housing market potentially worse and keep the economy stuck in a funk. Kickstarting the economy requires higher spending, but rising rates means fewer Americans will be able to refinance their home loans. And some potential buyers will be shut out of the market by higher monthly payments they won't be able to afford. To understand how this is all connected, you have to think like a bond trader. And it goes on. Okay, let's stop right there. This is the media trying to explain why nobody for the last year, as they've been injecting these trillions, because they had all those spending packages before the October 3rd thing 8 months ago. So we're a year into all this spending. $14.8 trillion plus just in the U.S., over $10 trillion globally, from Japan to Iceland to Greenland to Germany to France to Belgium to Mexico. They're all spending from Holland to Denmark to Romania to Hungary to Russia. I mean, it's Europe and England alone, it was $10 trillion last time I checked, and the U.S. is $14.8 trillion a month ago. So I don't know. It's just unbelievable amounts of money. Now, what is this? This isn't just governments creating money. They're going to the private central banks and saying, so our fiat money has value. You know, we're controlled by your private central banks. We're going to borrow this, let's say $30 trillion, probably more than that globally, $30 trillion from you. And then we're going to give the $30 trillion we borrow to you. We're going to borrow $30 trillion and give it to you. But it gets better. I mean, this scheme doesn't stop there. Then we're going to pay compound interest to the very banks that we are giving the money to. Now, if you study the IMF World Bank documents that were released in late 2001, early 2002, BBC reported on it. Joseph Stiglitz quit and spoke about it. Chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. We've had him on the show. And you look at what they've done in third world nations for hundreds of years. This is standard, what John Perkins talks about, the economic hitman. This is standard operating procedure. The big central banks are hoarding the 30 plus trillion so they don't have to spend any money. They're using federal regulators to go out and seize healthy regional and local banks and credit bureaus and credit unions and insurance companies openly. The federal regulators come into banks that are solvent and say, the feds say you're under, and they give the CEO a golden parachute. Look, you're going to get $20 million if you shut up. If not, we see, you know, everybody's got irregularities. There's no way to follow all the rules. They pass all these laws so high that no one can follow them. Then no one is forced to take them and follow them, but then they selectively enforce on who they want. You understand how that works? And they say, look, we found a few irregularities. Take the $20 million. You'll be on the board of one of our subsidiaries. Or if you talk about what's happening and don't turn your bank over, we're going to put you in prison. And they go, by the way, we got FBI standing by right outside. You know, these are federal regulators. You're going to hand over this bank and all these farmers and this whole co-op's money. Same thing with co-op water systems and power systems and everything. It's all just mafia. They march in suits with guns and say, we're here, we're taking over. You can have the money or you can go to prison. And so all of that is going on with the economy. And I said this on October 3rd. I'm begging listeners to go back to my October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th. Last time I asked listeners to do this, where we predicted that they were going to cut fuel prices by at least half, because Bilderberg had said so, and people went and found those clips of me over a year ago saying it. Then I asked people to find where I said they're going to launch a fake flu in the next few months. I said that March 5th, and it happened a month and a half later, exactly as I said. I understand the enemy, but I don't even have the personnel to go find all those clips I did and then put it with this new clip, because that really impresses the slaves. And I want to show the slaves we're not making this stuff up. So that's a something for the volunteers if you want to help us out there, the great PrisonPlanet.tv things. Then I've got to make sure we get it and get it posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But my guys are so overworked, they miss half the great stuff people do and send us. So it doesn't have as big an effect. So we've got to hire more people. That goes back to the same catch-22 of I don't like having to grub and raise money and try to hustle to get the money in to fund this thing, because then it takes the time away from everything else I'm doing. But then I got to have the money to run the operation. But I digress. Now, I digress big time there. The point I wanted to finish up making about all of this is that they take $30 trillion and they stop lending. The $30 trillion wasn't to get them lending. The $30 trillion was so they can sit out, buy up healthy banks, insurance companies, credit unions, and buy up ports, roads, infrastructures for pennies on the dollar. They usually just buy off the state senators and people on record. Then the state senators are allowed to own their own private banks over the toll roads like we have locally in Central Texas with the same state senator who is openly pushing that the CPS not have to have warrants when they kidnap your kids. That's open. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, how criminal these people are on record. And I've called them out as criminal by name, and you know they don't even respond because they know it's true. So I told everybody over and over and over again they were going to use these tens of trillions of dollars to buy up the infrastructure for pennies on the dollar, because by imploding the economy, the banks now get to come in with the tens of trillions of fiat currency and buy everything up. Then they buy up real assets. Then the tens of trillions they've printed and issued and credit to themselves, then it hits as hyperinflation, but they don't care because they've already bought brick and mortar and superconducting super colliders and power plants and battleship factories and cruise missile factories and ABC and CBS and Fox and CNN. See how that works? This is conquering right now. They destroy confidence, panic everybody, and say, let us have unlimited money. Let us be totally secretive about where the money goes. Let us be totally secretive about what we do with it. We're above the law. Pass that in the bill. Allow us to keep all the money for ourselves. And we'll turn the economy back on. So it's done. The American people weren't suckered. 98% in Gallup polls, 2,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress saying we don't want the bailout. They still do it. It's criminal. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. It's out of control. It's evil. It's bad. It's larcenous. It's completely criminal, openly and publicly. The people don't want it. It's unconstitutional. Doesn't matter. It happens. And then lending is totally shut off as soon as they got the money. That's what they always do in the third world. They always come in, engineer a collapse in Argentina or in Nigeria or in Sri Lanka, or you know, hundreds of countries they've done this to, or in Eastern Europe, in Hungary, or in the Czech Republic. And then documents come out later. They're all public where they brag how they set this up in the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000 and 2003 and 2005 and the Asian crisis in the late 90s. They do this over and over again. They come in, they panic people with the media they own. They've bought off the politicians. They say, we've got to go into debt, $20 billion to the IMF World Bank. That's at 30% interest. And a $20 billion loan 5 years later is a $100 billion debt. They've already paid back, you know, $100 billion and still own another $100 billion just on the interest. And they always say, we got to have this spending package to get the Brazilian economy going, to get the Argentinian economy going. And it doesn't do that. So we now are in the clutches of what the globalists have done to third world countries. And as things get worse and worse, they'll say, oh, well, Obama youth brigades will save us. And if you're against that, you don't want to get the economy going. And federalization will fix things and local federal hospitals at the old army base. And yeah, there's a stockade too. There's been a lot of homeless people and a lot of rioting. There's a federal stockade. Yeah, there's a federal stockade at Pier 57 in New York. And there's a federal stockade at the old Austin Robert Mueller Airport. And yeah, there's a federal stockade here and there's a federal stockade there. We got to do it. Society's collapsing. After all, and see, as the bankers make society implode, crime explode because of people being hungry and starving and or not getting their welfare checks and wanting drug money, whatever the case may be, as things unravel and fall apart more and more, there is the central power with more police, more military. Oh, we're sorry we got to put troops on the streets, but there's rioting and starving people. Oh, we're sorry the banks had to be given unlimited power and control. It was done for your own interest. But here it is in the AP admitting they took those trillions and then hoarded it for themselves, not just for bonuses, but to go buy healthy banks so that they then turn off lending. They got to shut down the local banks from lending. They got to keep them from lending and saving the economy. They get you addicted to debt, then they totally cut it off, bankrupt everything, and then consolidate the whole pot.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.5120. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.7838, $4.8919 for a half ounce, and $2.4460 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.7838, $4.8919, and $2.4460.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Alex Jones, your host. Now, I've talked about this some last week, but I want to talk about it now. You understand what the bankers are doing. They're bankrupting the world economy by design, hoarding all the tens of trillions. They said, you must pass this October 3rd on that Friday, the banker takeover bill, not a bailout. The bill gave them unlimited anonymity, power, secrecy. Nobody can investigate them. But that's a fraudulent bill. And you got all these congressmen on record saying banks openly run Congress, both parties. This is the takeover. This is just a ruthless criminal takeover. And remember, they said, we will have a depression by next week. The stock market will plunge. Everything will end. This was on Monday, if you don't pass this. And then the stock market fell over 1,500 points. All the yuppies panicked. And so it went from 2,000 to 1 phone calls. They were saying about 100 to 1 in Congress. That was their support, you know, having 98% against it. And a few said, I don't like it, but I guess we have to. And then they went ahead and ran the stock market down a few thousand points more out of panic. Then they ran it back up with fiat currency. Now, they took all that money, hoarded it into themselves, and the Saturday after, one day after they passed it, Paulson said, you know what, we're not going to spend any of it for unclogging bad debt now. That's not the problem, which it was really true. But he knew that to begin with. It was derivatives, the tens of trillions. It was to pay them off on their derivatives, the big banks. And so they kept all that money, and now they're using it to buy up banks. And the Times of London admits, Financial Times of London admits, that they're using this money to consolidate banks. In fact, Google that for people so they can see it. Big banks using TARP money to buy other banks or to buy other institutions. Show people at PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be hundreds of articles. They admit all this in financial pages. They just never call it the outrage it is. This is a formula, just like I said in the first hour, like making pancakes. I mean, if I had some native in my house that had never seen pancakes made and they saw me suddenly take a box of canned stuff and dump it in a bowl and stir it and make pancakes, they'd think it was amazing. It's not amazing. It's a set formula shake and bake. I mean, that's all it is. It is a formulaic system where they create these bubbles, get everybody in debt. Everybody gets real passive, goes along with the tyranny while it's being set up, goes along with foreign wars because they got lots of cheap money. Then they implode it. Everything falls apart. The banks get more power and money in the name of unclogging things. They use that to further freeze things. They set out where everything falls apart so they can consolidate. They love the fact that real estate's going down. They love the fact that everything's falling apart. They love the fact that U.S. industries are all going bankrupt and that government's coming in and seizing them and saying, here, Fiat of Europe, owned by a Bilderberg Group member that we videotaped and put in Endgame, my film. Here, you get Chrysler. It's been bailed out over and over again by the U.S. government. Oh, here, Europe and Russia get these parts of GM. And China gets these sections of GM. And Brazil, you get the Saturn line. I mean, have you read the news? They're taking it all. There's going to be a few factories left here to build a few things. And that's going to be government run while the rest is given to globalists. And you go look at the companies, all of their CEOs are Bilderberg Group members. The three or four companies being given, General Motors, as GM goes, so goes the nation. They're just giving it away. And they all, and there's subplots within subplots. They debate $30 billion to GM all day instead of tens of trillions to foreign banks and bitch and complain and say, oh, the GM doesn't deserve it. We shouldn't, you know, there's going to be tough decisions to save GM. And instead they take the money and use that to offshore GM. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. It is just so mind-blowing to see this going on, to know this is going on, to know this is happening, and to know that this is only the beginning, to know that they are only going to intensify all of this, to know that they are only going to expand all of this, to know that they are only going to make this worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It's unbelievable. It's horrible. And to know that the public has been trained to trust the government and the media, and even though they're figuring out they're being lied to at certain levels now, they can't help it. They're just giving in to all of this, at least passively, thinking, well, I guess the government will work it out. I guess everything's going to turn out to be okay. No, it's not going to be all right. Like Professor Griff says in the Obama deception, that everything is not going to be all right. The more of this we put up with, the worse it's going to get. These are ruthless, arrogant, bold usurpers. We'll cover the eugenics angle when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British.
In the last 2 weeks,
there wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
Really, the last 7 days, two different films have been released. One, an ABC special called 2100, another called Home. And I've now watched most of both of them. It was pure torture. And I could do 10 hours on these people, breaking down all the facets, going over everything they did. It is absolutely mind-blowing to see the eugenics they're pushing and the things they're saying and the things they're doing. Just absolutely mind-blowing. This is how the psychology works. In these TV shows, in these movies, they basically say you're going to be paying $9 a gallon of milk or for half gallon of milk because the earth is dying. They say humans, because there's too many humans, that's why you're not going to do well resource-wise. So they're setting up a classic resource war between humans and humans, with the state moderating this ultimate divide and conquer, and then only the carbon credits and only eugenics and only population control can save us. And that's what's all over the news. As, you know, world leaders meet to push for population reduction. And world leaders push for tax on cars and all airline travel and a tax on oil at the wellhead, going to the private banks. It's not enough for the banks to have the governments give them tens of trillions of dollars and bankrupt everything. Now they want to have you pay taxes directly to them. How did we know this decades ago? Bilderberg Group's own minutes say that. Now it's been announced all over the news. Now the yuppies can't deny this. But see, the yuppies feel like they're part of the establishment. They think they're David Rockefeller because they make $100,000 a year. They're complete idiots. We've got to explain to them through self-preservation. They've got to wake up and realize they're not part of the establishment. Same thing with mainline right-wing people, mainline leftists, that they're all drinking different flavors of Kool-Aid. One's orange, one's grape, one's lemon, one's cherry. But it's all political, controlled, limited paradigms that come out of the same Kool-Aid factory. It's the same crap. Sugar and a different flavored dye. That's the only difference. It's still from Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen. And they are drinking the Kool-Aid. And I've got these articles. Levy on international air travel could fund climate change flight. Idea put forward by 50 least developed countries. So they pose it like, oh, the poor people want this. Those are third world nations controlled by the IMF and World Bank in hock to them to infinity. Think twice about green transport, say scientists. Yeah, this is out of AP. It says, you worry a lot about environment and do everything you can to reduce your carbon footprint, the emissions of greenhouse gases that drive dangerous climate change. See how they make it sound like it's real? Oh, it's real. See, it's just a stated fact now. But then it tells you that some of the climate change fixes aren't right. See, that makes it sound credible. It's criticizing the current climate change fixes, but admitting that overall climate change is man-made and we've got to do it, and that carbon dioxide, the life-giving gas, is evil. So you always prefer to take the train or the bus rather than plane and avoid using a car whenever you can, faithful to the belief that this inflicts less harm on the planet. See, reinforcing the lie that cars are bad. Well, there could be a nasty surprise in store for you. For taking public transport may not be as green as you automatically think, says a new U.S. study. Yet authors point out that an array of factors are often unknown to the public. These are hidden or displaced emissions that ramp up the simple tailpipe tally, which is based on how the carbon is spewed out and the fossil fuels that make the trip. And they go through the bureaucracy and the system and how trains and buses actually have bigger carbon footprints, which I say good. I'm actually now for trains and buses because plants breathe carbon dioxide and put out higher levels of oxygen. That increases plankton blooms, which increase krill, which increase the smaller feeder fish, which increase the, you know, first level of predator fish, right down to the blue whale, right down to the sperm whale. In the food chain, they've done the ice core samples. The Earth has had upwards of 14 times higher oxygen and carbon dioxide. We are oxygen and carbon dioxide poor right now. We're in a red level emergency. We need more carbon dioxide, ladies and gentlemen. And you can look at the different maxims in the last 20,000 years with ice cores. Every time there's a peak, you see human development explode. We need hotter weather. It's better for life around the globe. Ice ages are bad for the overall life mass on Earth. And life isn't a drag on life. Life actually creates more complex biodiversity and generates more life on top of it. But they're selling you that life always negatively affects other life, teaching you it's a zero-sum game instead of a three-dimensional pie that is always growing. And then if you can think about that three-dimensional pie in your mind, that takes you to the fourth dimension, the true fourth dimension. Environmental engineers Mikhail Chester and Aparad Horvath, let's get them on, and a University of California, Davis, say that when the costs are included, a more complex and challenging picture emerges. And that's that a train uses more per person than an SUV. You can go read that if you want. But the environmentalists don't care. They want your house and your car. The local environmentalists, most of them know it's a scam, the mid-level ones. They want a job enforcing. They get off on coming on your property. They get off on poking you. They get off. I love guys with ponytails and SWAT gear with their little guns, you know, running around harassing farmers and ranchers. They're parasite, filth, degenerate control freaks. I've run into them. And then they got the stupid roid heads that back them up. Ooh! You know, with their machine guns and their bureaucracy with the animal ID and the premises ID and all of these systems. And they are creating giant bureaucracies to track and trace and categorize and chronicle everything you do. I said that years ago. Now the White House and now Nancy Pelosi admit that in speeches. Everything you do is going to be tracked. Schwarzenegger's called for a new sales tax on top of the income tax. I told you, they're not going to get rid of one tax and get a new one. They're going to give you more taxes. Stuff Neil Bortz pushes. He's paid to do that, by the way. Anyways, all of this is going on. Here it is. Schwarzenegger suggests state consider a flat tax. So it just goes on and on. This is the system. Now, as the economy gets worse, as the inflation of the bankers comes on, at first the money's still worth something. They buy real assets, then pass the inflation back to us as a way to then pay them back in inflated currency, which is gathering interest, so they win into the future model. See how this fraud model works? They make money on going up with the bubble, and they make even more and get more power when it pops. And then as things inflate after the popping, first a depression in the economy, then an inflation with a steel having a Main Street depression. Hyperstagflation, I've coined, now being picked up by Tarpley and others. I appreciate that. Now, the yuppies and the college kids and the high school kids, they're going to wonder why milk a few years down the road is going to be $9 for a half gallon. They're going to wonder why everything's going to cost more. They're going to wonder why they're bankrupt, why they have no future. Well, they've got TV shows, two of them the last week, and George Soros and others funded one of them. In fact, I'm going to play those trailers in a moment. I got my producer coming in to give me something. What's going on? I'm going to push him back to the next segment. Okay, thank you. Let me try to focus. This is key here. Okay, let me gather my thoughts again. It's the same trick. I talk about this trick a lot because it's one of their favorite tricks on thousands of issues. They will put up billboards saying firearms are illegal, saying report illegal guns, showing a picture of a revolver. Doesn't matter if you're in Tennessee or Texas or Alabama or Oregon where there's not all these gun laws, your neighbors will call the cops on you. Happens every day. I see it in the news where somebody puts their deer rifle in their car, SWAT team pulls them over 5 minutes later, beats the hell out of them because the citizen saw the gun and the citizen will say, I saw him waving the gun around. You know, everything's about false reports. Everything's about bull. It's the same thing with perception. Just like they make people perceive revolvers are illegal when they're not, by having it in dramas and TV shows and billboards that it is, they're going after the idiot mass. That's why they want to dumb everybody down, so they have all these easy to dumb down and control, manipulate people. It's the same trick with running all these TV shows that say, you want to know why milk's going to cost $7, $8, $9 a gallon? You want to know why you're going to lose your job and have no future? You want to know why there's going to be rioting? You want to know? It's because there's too many people and global warming caused it. You want to know why there's malaria? Global warming. You want to know why suddenly we have drug-resistant tuberculosis and trichinosis worms infecting people in the U.S.? Global warming. It's not all the illegal aliens, 30 million of them flooding all over us and, you know, no testing. So they basically say, if you have a headache, global warming did it. If you stub your toe, global warming did it. If you have a fight with your wife, global warming did it. And the public's like, oh, my God, because they know rioting's coming, $9 a half-gallon milk's coming. They know all of this is coming, and so they advertise in all these things, and they show tornadoes. You know, if a tornado hits Texas or Oklahoma, which they hit thousands of times a year, always happened, going back in history books 300 years. People first were in Texas and Oklahoma, they reported it, 250 years ago. Doesn't matter. There's now a tornado in the local news. They say global warming did it. If there's a storm, global warming did it. If it freezes, you know, they're having unseasonably cold temperatures because the sun just cooled down. They call it, say, oh, it's colder because of global warming. And so, see, it's all just real emotional, real stupid. So when people in a year or two see $7, $8 milk, they'll go, oh, God, global warming. It's not that the big dairies with federal regulation shut down the smaller dairies and jacked up prices. It's not that the currency's devalued and so it costs more. It's not inflation. It's global warming. Real simple. And people won't even remember why they think it's global warming when they see riots over people not having food or people not getting their welfare checks. They will just remember kind of in the back of their mind, oh, it's global warming. Here in Texas, my whole life growing up, sometimes in the late spring, early summer, there's big rainstorms and there'll be this haze all over the cities and all over the country. And my dad's a pilot. He knows that's haze, you know, a private pilot. And I remember growing up, you know, we'd get the weather reports and they'd say there's low-lying haze or there's, you know, humidity's high today. Every time in Texas now that there's haze, regular water condensation haze, they get on the news and they say, Austin is covered by smog. And then you can go up in an airplane or drive hundreds of miles, it's the same haze. It's water. Sometimes there's hazy days. Sometimes there's misty clouds. Not anymore. Now it's global warming. So let's go ahead and play these two trailers here. For the listeners, you can listen to it. For people who are watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll see it live. We also have these videos posted up at Infowars.com if you want to watch it there and you're just a radio listener. It's posted, of course, up there on the site for those that aren't watching live. Here it is.
In my life, I've seen New York City under full quarantine. The Midwest overrun, devastated by pests. Plague sweep across California.
Now stop right there. Stop right there. You see, oh, we got 30 million illegal aliens with drug-resistant TB, with leprosy now back in the U.S., trichinosis, brain worms now killing people all over the place, all this hepatitis spreading in. What do they do when the illegal aliens in Mexico crap on the crops and people get hepatitis from it? That's what did it. They just, federal regulations shut down U.S. crops. Nothing to do with it. See, oh, if plagues come in, it's global warming. If the globalists release plagues, it was global warming. Okay, go ahead and start it over again. Here it is.
And then what happened next was something none of us saw coming. It became a race against time to save our future, to even have a future. It's the year 2100, and I survived.
To change the future, first you have to imagine it. Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
So they say this is the future. They're making school kids. I looked it up. I knew they'd do it, and I Googled it. They have school kids are being made to watch this under federal grants nationwide. They set them down and scare them. And if you give up your carbon taxes, track and trace everything you do, give up all of your rights, give up all of your liberties, give up all of your freedoms, let bureaucrats come in your house, join the Obama Youth Brigades, have everything you do chronicled and tracked on your new carbon credit ration card, where even if you have money, when you buy over the amount of steaks and ice cream or beer or carbon-causing food, that then you get an extra tax on it. That's the new global sales tax. They've announced this years ago. Now they're just announcing it in mainstream media. It was in academic papers a decade ago. See, that's how I knew all this. Now it's being announced. And so the kids are just scared to death. They say, what do I do? And the school says, you report on your parents. And the New York Times says, oh, look at the children. They tell their mother not to take a bath. It's too high a carbon footprint, too high a water footprint. And the mother goes, yes, I love my five-year-old telling me what to do. It's great. Then once the kid's trained to tattle on them for that, then it's do they have drugs? Do they spank you? And then parents don't spank anymore. Then it's do your parents raise your voice? And the little snot-nosed 8-year-old gets drug off to a pedophile CPS rape room after they tattle, but they don't care because the kid's out of the school now, doesn't warn the other 8-year-olds, hey, don't tell on your parents for yelling at you or a big fat pedophile rapes you. I mean, literally, this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Hell pits of evil. Let's go to the next one for 2010, 2100. And it's even worse, by the way, this TV show funded by Soros that's free, that they're trying to counter our viral marketing system. This thing is all over the internet, all over everywhere. They're having viewing parties for it. It's called Home Project, and it's teaching you your evil and your carbon footprint. I mean, this is a full takeover. They're coming with the new tyranny. Imagine if the Soviets would have figured this out. Oh, we have to restrict your resources. Oh, we have to kill you. Oh, we have to have one-child policy for the earth. That's what the communist Chinese do. They were funded by the IMF and World Bank and the big Rockefeller Foundation to do that on record. Now you hear about Ted Turner and George Soros and David Rockefeller and all these, and Oprah Winfrey meeting at the Rockefeller Foundation 2 weeks ago for this. They mean business. This is the mega tyranny. Let's go to the next clip. Rome fell. The Aztecs fell.
New York is abandoned. I picture some explorer coming to Manhattan saying, those ignorant people, how on earth could they have ever expected to,
hit pause.
To survive?
Exactly. The system tells us getting compact cities, they get control of us, and then they say, we're all going to die in the compact cities if we don't give up all our rights to this social engineer. See, he knows best. He knows how to plan your future. And when you talk to these people, they get off. They're going to be the planners. After they already planned this civilization, now they're going to plan the new one as they try to make it where people that buy new property in the country can't grow crops on it. See, oh, we want it to be sustainable, but then they don't want it to be sustainable. You see how these people operate? They, new land being sold all over the U.S. you can't farm on. They have incentives so you can't move to the country. So they make you go in the city and then tell you, oh, you're bad, you've got to die, or at least have only one child, and then be licensed if we say so. Go back to the control freak.
Saying, those ignorant people, how on earth could they have ever expected to survive?
We are at a crossroads.
We're running out of oil, we're running out of water, we're running out of atmosphere, we're poisoning the whole planet.
All right, stop right there. We're running out of atmosphere. See, paying to breathe. And this guy's saying you can't have carbon dioxide that creates oxygen in the plants. We will run out of breathe with this son of a bitch. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Folks, I know I was covering that really fast earlier. And there's just so many points. It upsets me so much. I'm going to try to do some calm presentations on it, though, in the future. to know that they're openly bragging. This is a total control grid of tyranny. Has nothing to do with the environment. Meanwhile, they're genetic engineering and doing all these horrible open-air things that really do threaten humanity. The planet's pretty tough, but does threaten a lot of species. And I am against pollution and things like that. It has nothing to do with that. This is tyranny. And they mean business. It doesn't matter if 98% of Americans don't want it. They're just implementing it, and they're brainwashing your kids in the schools. Speaking of that, every day or two, I see government institutions, universities having conferences called the New World Order. This, New World Order that, globalization, global governance, the International Economic Forum of the Americas, Conference of Montreal, adapting to a New World Order. The International Economic Forum of the Americas Conference of Montreal, founded 15 years ago, is committed to enhance the knowledge and awareness of major issues of economic globalization. And it goes on. Now, every country has these. So when they have the SPP meetings for the North American Union, they'll have their private counterpart that's the industry heads that are also in the official government meeting nexusing together. And that's how this works. So I wanted to briefly get up on the show with me today, Sam Labier, I believe you pronounce it, Montreal 9/11 Truth. They're out there protesting right now this group meeting. Tell us about it, sir.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Oh, I've seen you. You're the guy that confronted the parliament and did a great job.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, well, I don't want to disrespect you with just 5 minutes. We need to set you up as a full guest.
Okay, that would be great.
I just saw your picture, because I just saw your picture. You know, you were my producer's idea to get on, and then I just saw your picture and said, I know that guy. Yeah, I've got to have you up after this, maybe for a full hour sometime this week to talk about globalization, period. But I'm interrupting. Real fast, tell us about what's going on.
Okay, well, up here in Montreal, we're having a four-day conference. It's called Adapting to the New World Order. So, I mean, as soon as we saw the title, obviously alarm bells started going off. And what it is big heads from international finance and politics, Bilderbergers, the head of the IMF, head of the World Bank is here, and basically talking about the New World Order, what's going to change in society, and what this economic crisis is going to lead to.
And like George Soros says, they're going to use this to bring in their New World Order, their carbon tax, and he admits he's engineering it, and he loves it. I mean, he is one piece of filth.
Well, a lot of these guys are, I mean, some of these guys we were talking to outside, they have no idea what's going on, but I mean, just some of these guys here are just pure evil, in my opinion. Like today, one of the big conferences was titled A New World Governance, and it's done under the Premier of Quebec, who Jean Charest is the head of it, with Robert Zoellick, who is the speaker, president of the World Bank, and Paul Desmarais Jr., who is one of the biggest Bilderbergers here in Montreal.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad you contacted us. I want to get reports. Maybe we can get you on the show for a full hour tomorrow to really break all this down. But, yes, I was familiar with this conference because I read it mentioned in the documents Judicial Watch sued and got in 98. So they're openly even having conferences called global governance.
Yeah, that was the name of the big luncheon today. It's going on for 4 days. That took place at noon today. Yeah, they had Charlie Rose. You know Charlie Rose, right?
He's kind of the spokesman for the New World Order. Tell me where this is specifically, in what city and where, so folks can go protest it with you.
It's in Montreal. It's at 900 de la Gauchetière West, the corner Mansfield. It's the Hilton Bonaventure Hotel and Conference Center.
Listen, let's do this. Let's get you on tomorrow a full hour. And let's give out the website where folks can find out about what you and others are doing. That's Montreal911truth.org.
That's it.
God bless you. Stay there. I want to talk to you during the break.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. Joe Banister will be in here in studio with us next segment. Talk about a host of issues. Tomorrow we're going to have Sam LaBrier, incredible reporter. It didn't click who we were having on until I saw his image of him on national TV fighting the globalists in Parliament. He will be on with us for a full hour tomorrow reporting from a public Bilderberg conference where they're openly announcing world government. I have their own press releases right here. Open world government. And then you talk about it and the police go, ooh, that's in a FEMA report. That doesn't exist. That's in a Homeland Security report. That's what insane terrorists do. Listen, I haven't promoted this hardly in the last month since I announced it. June 11th is the money bomb. There is a 10-minute video up on Infowars.com right now that I want you to spread around to everybody so that hopefully folks that are our supporters find out about the money bomb and will go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate. I'm asking for your support. I'm asking for your help to fund our operation. We don't have money for internet moderators to keep the people on there calling for murder off the chat room, and then I end up having the FBI show up at my office, as is in the newspaper today, out of Roanoke, Virginia. We don't have the money to hire another camera guy, another web person, another video editor. We desperately need that. We have one video editing studio. We have one audio studio. That isn't enough. I don't have the personnel. I don't have the personnel to send people to shoot the interviews for films because I need them here to be working. And I explain all that in the video that's up on Infowars.com, the longer video. But in the shorter plea here, ladies and gentlemen, George Soros and others gave millions of dollars to this new propaganda film called The Home Project that says there's too many humans. We got to have a global footprint. Global carbon tax control. We've got to have one child policies. Humans are bad. They are moving ahead with their operation. And George Soros mimics our viral videos that we pioneered here. They're mimicking, putting it out for free. And that's what I do. I sell the films and put them out on DVD and hope enough people buy them on high quality DVD to support making the next film. But on top of IT and administrative and all that, I don't have the money to continue really even at the level I am, much less to expand. And people are never waking up faster than they are now. People are waking up big time. They are really ready to hear the truth. Now is the time for us to kick it up to another gear. Instead of making two films a year, put it in a higher gear, do three, four, five, six a year. Even better films, more informative, breaking down the New World Order master plan. So again, I'm going to ask listeners out there to support us and to donate to the Infowars.com money bomb. You can do that coming up on June 11th. You can go pledge there. Give us your email to stay in contact with us so we get an idea about how many people are going to be donating. And then coming up on June 11th, donate. You can also go ahead and write to us. There's a P.O. box there on the site. In fact, I have it here somewhere in my office, and I forgot to get it in here. Somebody will bring me the P.O. box. Here it is. You can also write to us at the P.O. box, Free Speech Systems, LLC, P.O. box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in the eye of the storm here. We are having fake police reports filed on us. I got people showing up at the studio trying to get behind my car, trying to jump in front of my car to claim I'm trying to run them over. I have got people coming after me at every level of my life right now. We're being attacked by Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, we're being attacked by the New York Times, we're being hit and hit hard. And that's because we're having a major effect. And it's because of you spreading the word about what we're doing. So we need more capital to increase our operations. You know, I try to fund it with sponsors and DVD and book sales, but it just doesn't cut it to the level we need. We want to go to the next level, finish building our TV studio, get that set up, and we can do that. In the last year, since the last money bomb, we moved into a new studio, renovated it, built a new studio, and we've been in here now 4 or 5 months with it all completed, and you look at how we've raised our game. So support us now or buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Of the hour, in studio, Joe Bannister. He'll be in studio for an hour tonight before he drives back to Dallas for an event he's going to be at over the weekend outside Dallas. Joe Bannister, he was a Treasury agent and a great record as a Treasury agent, raided people for not paying their taxes to the IRS, the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And he went to his superiors and said, this is baloney. And, or well, at first said, I need you to explain this to me because I didn't believe these people's claims and I've looked into it and it looks like there's some validity to it. Can you explain to me what's really going on here? And they said, no, go ahead and resign. Then he resigned. Years later, they tried to indict him, did indict him. He went to court. The jury found him not guilty of just having free speech and telling people the IRS was a fraud. And, you know, here's the issue. I expose the IRS, but I don't tell people to stop paying their taxes. because it's the mafia. It's a criminal group, like Aaron Russo says in Reflections and Warnings, the new presentation we put out on DVD, that you'll get hurt. I'm not going to advise people to do things that are risky and dangerous. That's up for you yourself to do. I still pay the mafia, and I have accountants and tax lawyers, and we pay on the very conservative side. We pay more. And so I try to spend almost all the money in here on the business so that, and on getting the word out so that they don't get a lot. And some years I end up with a little bit of money I got to pay them, and I'm like, darn it, I should have bought more equipment, or I should have hired more employees, or I should have, done that. But it's kind of a balancing act. You've also got to have some reserves, to run the operation. So I just want to advise people to understand this is a criminal group. And we didn't have the income tax until 1913, and it wasn't popularized and wasn't more than a few percentage points of your income until the 50s. So people should know that. The country was built without the income tax. There's lots of constitutional taxes, but the IRS is outside the law. The IRS is outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're outside due process. So is CPS and the family courts that were founded to carry out eugenics operations. And the good news is we've gone from people laughing at us saying the Federal Reserve is private and was going to hijack America and set up a carbon tax 10 years ago to now they're doing it and people are going, whoa, this guy made a film 10 years ago saying that. You know, these people talked about this 20, 30 years ago if they were G. Edward Griffin and others. And now we've got 190 sponsors, just 22 short of passing it to audit the Fed, which will shut it down. It's so criminal. And even as they fight it and hire lobbies to try to beat it, people say, well, why are you hiding? Everybody else gets audited. Why are you on the news saying you're above the law? People now know about Madoff founding the stock exchange, the NASDAQ. They now know about all these crooks. They now know about the CIA and money laundering and drug dealing. And so it's all coming out and their credibility's falling. That's why they're trying to bring a tyranny in right now and arresting and sending to prison. Sheila Jackson, IRS agent. That's why they're trying to intimidate people. So I've decided to pick my enemies to pay the criminals so that they can indict me and set me up on that. I mean, I'm under a magnifying glass to go along with their little corrupt system while I have my First Amendment to expose them. Now they're starting to say Joe Bannister doesn't have a First Amendment. Now they're starting, Erwin Schiff's in prison for writing a book, and they said, you publish any more of those books explaining how we operate, you're going to go to prison. Now they're saying they can't put out the movie Hillary, exposing Hillary. That's an Associated Press court saying it's illegal. Now they're saying they may ban free speech on the Internet, New York Times. Now I've got articles I read earlier with top Pentagon people saying kill media that criticizes the government. So we're now down to the wire here, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Bannister, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Here's Joe Bannister, folks, here in studio with us today. Joe, tell the listeners, just recapping a little bit about yourself, your life's journey, and where you see this country going, where you see us 10 years down the road if we take action and stand up and fight versus if we don't take action and stand up and fight.
Well, 46 years old, worked in the private sector after graduating from college in 1986. And then in 1993, I accepted appointment for the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division to be a special agent in that division. And I spent about 5.5 years in the division. I expected to spend a full 20 years and actually retire from the IRS after having served a full law enforcement career. But about 3 years into my IRS career, I was listening to a talk radio show, not much unlike your own, where this woman named D.V. Kidd came on the show and claimed that the federal income tax was not required to be paid by the vast majority of Americans. And when I heard this claim, I thought, well, that can't be true, because why do I have this Sig Sauer 9mm handgun and all these special equipment to enforce the income tax? It can't be voluntary. It must be mandatory. But I checked into it because of the credibility of the host. And I went and checked into it. It took me about 2 years of part-time evenings, weekends, driving my family crazy with all the reading that I did. But I came to the conclusion that her claims were true, probably not unlike the people that listen to you the first time and think, what's this guy talking about? And then when you actually look into it, you find that there's a lot of evidence to back it up. So I went ahead and presented my findings to my supervisors at the IRS, and I requested that they evaluate it and show me the error of my analysis, if any. And rather than evaluating it, making any comments, walking me through where I might have went wrong if I had gone wrong. They instead told me that I should resign. And being that I had taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and being that I could see clearly that if I were to continue in that position, there would be no way that I could adhere to my oath, that I had no choice but to resign. And so that was February 25th of 1999, a little over 10 years ago.
And I interviewed you just, I think, a few weeks after that had happened.
That's the last time we met in person. We've spoken to each other many times over these 10 years, but that was our first and last meeting. It was about 10 years ago.
It's been quite a journey for you. You almost went to prison for your free speech.
Absolutely. The IRS tried various ways to trip me up, and then finally they accused me of conspiring with one of my clients to defraud the United States of America.
Because you're a CPA.
Yeah, well, not anymore, thanks to the IRS.
Yeah.
But, they're chipping away at me slowly. But yeah, they indicted me for conspiring to defraud the United States of America. The problem with their case is that they had no case. And I, you know, that's what an investigation is all about. You're supposed to find evidence and then prosecute. But if you don't find evidence, you go and hunt for the next target. But in my case, they made an exception and prosecuted me anyway. But they couldn't even make up bad evidence about me. And the jury kind of looked at each other and said, you know, where's the beef here? There's no evidence of wrongdoing.
But they still took that to trial.
They still took it to trial. And
Kelly Rushing in Lionport, Kentucky, was in the newspaper. They arrested him for giving a police officer a Ron Paul video, and also had one of my films, but they gave him two charges of threatening a police officer for Ron Paul speech and my film, Road to Tyranny. And I called the judge at home. The judge said, yeah, no, we're trying him, and the jury found him not guilty. But they were going to put him in jail for a Ron Paul video. I mean, these people are nuts.
Well, they absolutely, at least in the tax movement and the IRS, they love prison as the ultimate scare tactic. Because if you went to prison, that means two things. Number one, that you were wrong and the government was right, and that, you know, that will be the insinuation. And number two, that it discredits you for the rest of your life. So,
but I mean, I morally won't lie about somebody. If I do little things, I feel guilty. All I have is that I'm a good person. That's what hurts my feelings. People lie about me. I don't know. I've seen it with the police and people. I don't understand how they could burn and ruin people's lives and feel good about it. You were in that culture. I know it's gotten worse the last 10 years, and I guess you saw that and got out. How do they live with themselves? I mean, it's come out like a third of the people on death row, it turns out, are innocent. I mean, this country's got one of the most corrupt criminal justice systems out there.
I think the problem is, in my experience, that there's a lot of law enforcement people who are just as apathetic as the general public. And so they don't take the time out of, you know, watching a football game or going to play golf to sit down and do some research.
It's just like you might be against 50 million abortions since Roe v. Wade, but you really don't think about it or care.
Right.
It's like, oh, I don't, yeah, like, oh, yeah, we screw up sometimes, but overall it's for the betterment, you know.
Right. And as soon as you start to look into it, you find just how deep the rabbit hole goes. And, of course, that's, I found out, I thought it was deep when I resigned from the IRS. And then when I was introduced to you and your work, and, of course, all your staff, I mean, it's like a bottomless pit.
And I continue to try to explain to people, it's always worse than what I thought. People think I'm saying it's bad. I mean, they're in Canada right now with world leaders meeting, openly saying they're setting up world government. And they put out a press release saying this. And then if I go on local radio and talk about it, they'll call me crazy. I can say, here's video of them saying it. And they go, shut up, crazy. I mean, that is spiritual blindness. I mean, that's ignorance at a spiritual level. It's a choice they've made.
Right. Well, and I think, I mean, the devil, you know, evil, that's what they try to do, is to work on... They know that we're all vulnerable to those kinds of attacks. And so it really takes, you know, a spiritual balancing constantly to be able to withstand those kinds of attacks.
I've been going through a lot of tribulations lately. I'm not whining about it. It actually makes me know I'm doing good work, but it's getting really crazy. Every day insanity that I can't ever really get into air because it just intensifies it. And like the FBI, the times they've been here in the Secret Service, the people are like, well, why don't you tell us about it? Well, I get subpoenas with federal gag orders. You can't talk about it. And then now it's in the newspaper what one of the cases was about, so I can talk about it. But it's not fun.
Right. And I'm sure that maybe with your situation, they tend to go around to talk to other interviewers.
Exactly.
Other people, and all of a sudden, well, there must be something wrong with Alex if the FBI is asking about him. And you know, it's hard to, you can't ever repair those kinds of damages.
No, they do that with landlords. They do that. And it's constant. I'm sick of it.
Right.
And I know what we're fighting, but Joe, what I'm saying is it brings it home and lets you know how real it is when they persecute you. And I haven't been indicted yet, knock on wood, like you have.
It's tough. I brought a little shirt I wanted to show you when I was president of my training class. I don't know if.
Oh, let me say this.
When I was president of my training class, one of my duties was to choose the T-shirt for the class. So it's a fedora-wearing Fed with his gun and badge, and it says, "I'm your worst nightmare, an accountant with a gun."
And then on the front, you've got your federal treasury agent.
Yeah, so we didn't wear this. This would be more of the Raid shirt that we used to wear with the treasury emblem, and it would say U.S. agent on the back, which this one doesn't. But thought I'd lighten it up. And, of course, I had to change out of my Front Sight T-shirt to dress up because you were so nicely dressed.
By the way, I always hear about how Front Sight is the best in the country. I want to get your review of them because they're about to be a sponsor, Small World.
Yes.
Joe Bannister, stay there. We'll be right back with him.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There he is, Jimmy Vaughn. Great guy. Talking to him last night on the phone. Hi, Jimmy. Well, I'm a fan of Joe Bannister. He's a fan of me. Jimmy's a fan of me. I'm a fan of him. We're all fans of people that love liberty. Okay, Joe Bannister, here's one of your other shirts you wear on the raids. Where is this country going? Where do you see the movement to expose the illegal IRS going? Because the Federal Reserve is getting close to being audited. People now know that a bunch of Madoffs get the money from the IRS, that it goes to debt, it goes to servicing the national debt, which is all a fictitious fraud. Can you explain that to people as a accountant?
As far as the Federal Reserve?
Sure.
That basically the government, when they need, it's basically like a credit card advance. If you think about the solicitations you get in the mail to get a credit card, and they say you're pre-approved, and you know you can go out and spend $5,000-$10,000, even though you may not have the means to pay for it later. But meanwhile, in the mail will come a check for $5,000 or $10,000on your signature, and you can go out and spend it on whatever you want. And, you know, hopefully you can pay it back, but the banks are going to charge a high enough interest rate that they're going to make money on you, or at least the majority, the overall cut for the bank will be huge. So in a sense, I look at it that way in terms of what the federal government does. They have a blank checkbook that is basically like a cash advance, and then their collateral or security on those loans is all of the blood, sweat, and tears of all of us.
And it doesn't go to the country like the old taxes did. It goes directly to debt to offshore bankers. Before I forget, I want to talk about this. How do people support you in your work, your book, your website, what you're doing? Because I know that they've, you know, first you resigned because you wouldn't go along with their criminality. Then they took your CPA license away. Now, how are you funding yourself?
I basically just work as an accountant, or what they call a forensic accountant. I do a lot of the same kind of reconstructive work that I did at the IRS. It's just that now I'm working for the good guys. So that's what I do for a general living. But my website is freedomabovefortune.com. And the main thing I would ask is just people join my email list so that they can get updates on what's happening in my activism. And I also share activism in other areas, such as, you know, the stuff that you do. I have a little radio show myself. It's quite, I don't even want to talk about it, given what the beauty that I see here.
Oh, give me a break. Tell us about your show.
Oh, come on. I got this little piece of equipment, you know, I bought at the Guitar Center. But anyway, it's on Liberty Works Radio Network. So
yeah, they're good folks. That's great.
Yeah, with John
Kottmeyer. John Kottmeyer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cryer, the attorney who was also prosecuted mm-hmm. by the IRS, is there. So I have a show on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific every Saturday. So
yeah, I should get in touch with Liberty Works Radio Network. You know, I was probably on about 15 radio stations in 1997, 98. And John Kottmeyer at that time had like, I don't know, 30 or something stations he was leasing. And he called up and he said, I'm going to put you on these stations. You got a hot show. And that was like the detonator. It went boom. I mean, the show was already getting big because then I was on like 45 all of a sudden. And then these were some big stations in big markets.
Right.
And then other stations heard and picked it up. And I kind of almost got up to about 80 or 90 stations. And then 9/11 happened. And I said it was an inside job. It was fine when I was bashing Bill Clinton. A lot of these conservative stations, not Kottmeyer, but the others said, nuh-uh.
Right.
And then Kottmeyer, of course, was unable to keep funding all that. But he's a great guy, so I love plugging Kottmeyer. In fact, maybe I should have him on and plug him. They ought to carry my show again. That'd be good for him. I don't know how many stations they're leasing this time.
Don't think they have too many. He's basically, I can't remember the reasons, but that network that you described from the old days, it was skyrocketing. But somehow I think the government or sponsors were able to derail it.
Yeah, the government went after sponsors and stuff.
Right.
And after Kottmeyer. That's what people need to financially support us. I mean, I could never go out and lease 30 or 40 big radio stations. I mean, Kottmeyer did everything, you know, put everything on the line, all his life's money. I think he got some money from race car racing or something. But, I mean, the whole issue is he did that, and then people are like, you shouldn't have sponsors. You shouldn't ask for donations. We need funds, ladies and gentlemen.
It's tough. I guess people think because we have these little jackets for our suits that we're independently wealthy. And you know, I think ultimately God provides for us according to our needs, as long as we ask.
Or that it's bad that we even, I mean, the government forces you to give them your money, and then they use that to propagandize you. Right. We're here doing a show. It's free market. If you want to donate or buy the books and videos, that's your business. People say, no, you're not supposed to even sell a book or video. You're not supposed to have a TV show. You're not supposed to create your own media. See how it's doublethink? The media, you know, Lockheed Martin and McDonnell Douglas and GE bomb makers, they can own NBC and stuff. And that's basically taxpayer money and put out government propaganda. But then we can't make a film and sell it, Joe.
Right. Well, I think part of the reason, Alex, is that the government realizes that even today they have trouble obviously telling you it's against the law to speak or to access your First Amendment rights. But to the extent they can chill your exercise of rights, then all the best for
that's
them.
Right. They demonize us ever capitalizing our operation. Folks, that is a lie of the New World Order. Fund us. The money bomb's coming up. Go to freedomabovefortune.com. Support Joe Bannister.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Joe Bannister is our guest. Again, he'll be on tonight, first hour with Jason Burmes. I want to just have you roll whatever you think's important that people need to know about instead of me just throwing questions out in the time we have with you, Joe. And let's not have it be 10 years again until you're back in studio with us. Why are you in Texas? And then get into whatever subject you'd like.
Attending a training class with my son, Robert, in the Dallas area. And, you know, I really love coming to Texas. I've got a lot of friends here, and I just thought, well, I don't know the geography that well. And I said, well, let's see, how far is Austin? 3 hours. You know what? Let's drive to Austin and see if we can say hi to Alex. And
so, is that for front site you're here in town?
No, I've been to 2 front site trainings, and I try to wear this shirt in, you know, appropriate environments like like your show. And so this is what I was wearing when I came in earlier, the front site.
No, I was just wondering why you mentioned it, because we just got contacted by the owner of front site, and I'd heard from so many people that it really is a great training course, one of the best out there. You went through the Treasury Department training. Is it good?
Yes, I've been to 2 of the 4-day handgun courses for front site. It's outside of Las Vegas in a town called Pahrump. A little bit of a drive, but it's really fantastic. I'd say the training is actually better than what I received with the Treasury Department. And, of course, my training was, you know, 15 years ago. But excellent, excellent training. They treat you with a lot of respect. And, I mean, my son Robert attended the class with me. He had handled a firearm a couple times. But, I mean, by the end of those 4 days, he was an accomplished holster drawing shooter.
Well, that's the issue. I grew up with the kind of the frontiersman type training. I didn't know until I read history books later that 4-year-old, set them in the lap with a 410 shotgun, teach them the danger, then never let them touch the gun, just, you know, make it an object of great power and admiration that I would get to when I was 5 or 6, get to start learning safety. First, they show you the power. You don't want to get near the Zynga toy. Then they teach you about it. Then they would take me out, you know, really get on you, take it away if you did something wrong. Okay, we'll work on it tomorrow. Then the target, and by the time I was like 12, I was an incredible shot. I didn't realize everybody wasn't being given that training, you know, how to breathe, how to squeeze, how to always point it at the ground, never point it at somebody unless you're going to shoot them. You know, all those basics of shooting, how to, you know, lead something, how to follow, then how to use a scope. You know, as I got older, this was just normal, you know, for me and people in the rural areas. So I always encourage folks that are getting into firearms to be sure that they do go out and take some training, because you will get in a lot of trouble if you don't have the training. Plus, it's almost useless if you don't have some basic training. But I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, as you're talking about, I mean, there's a culture that developed in our country and even before our country was founded. And, of course, doesn't that dovetail with the Second Amendment? It doesn't say a militia. It says a well-regulated militia. And, of course, regulation deals with training, not with choking you with paperwork.
Absolutely. It certainly does. You were telling me a story about your son during the break.
Yeah, I have 2 sons. One just turned 21, Robert, who's with me. And Ryan, who wanted to be with us, is 17, almost 18. And a year or two ago, Ryan came to me, and, you know, he was learning things about the bigger world out there. And he said, Dad, there's this guy, his name's Alex Jones, and I'm really learning a lot from him. He said, you ever heard of him? I said, well, as a matter of fact, Ryan, I have. You know, he interviewed me back in 1999 when I left the IRS. And, we don't talk all the time, but I'd say we're friends. And he said, you're friends with Alex Jones? So, my sons, and I wouldn't say through any prodding that I've done,
No, that's got to be great that separately he got on the right path. And that's another testament to, I better do a better job, because we really are reaching millions of people. That's what I keep trying to point out to the listeners, is a lot of us just take for granted the millions you've been reaching, the millions I've been reaching. I mean, in those front page ads in USA Today, you reach millions alone. I mean, they tried to put you in prison for that. And I'm not trying to whine and say, support us. We're really in, you know, trouble. I want folks to know we are doing this because we love liberty and freedom, because it's the right thing to do. But to also realize this isn't a game. The New World Order really is real.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is, Alex, that as you know, very well know, that now today we're reaching the mainstream much more than we ever have. 30, 40 years ago, the so-called, you know, tax protest movement was largely cloistered and incestuous. And so the government wasn't really worried about it. What they're worried about is us being able to enlighten people who otherwise would never know about this or question it.
And that's why they persecute people like yourself for free speech, because
absolutely,
they want to have a chilling effect.
Back, as I said, that, you know, if they don't show an Irwin Schiff or a Joe Bannister behind bars, then people question, well, wait a second, how can Joe Bannister be saying what he's saying and still be walking to the grocery store and walking out there free? That won't register with people. So the government has to try to imprison us. And of course, as you've also probably learned, though, as difficult as it is to be attacked, a lot of times those attacks can turn into the most horrendous victories for all of us, because it really,
now that's what I've learned. Every time somebody makes up some new horrible lie or tries to set me up, or all the things, the shenanigans, I don't spend a lot of time talking about it in the past, but now I realize it's starting to come to a head, so I'm kind of warning folks, stuff's getting crazy, that every time I just say, all right, God, I'm going to trust you and go through this, we get blessed after it happens.
Absolutely. Yeah, the blessings, they come veiled as things we may not recognize, but of course, you know, God has a plan that has only somewhat been revealed to us, and we have to trust in him, and that's, of course, been my the strength that I've been able to draw upon. Of course, my friends, supporters, the people like yourself, but ultimately Almighty God is always there for you. You just have to open up yourself to him and realize that he'll protect you. Sometimes it may not look like protection to us, but again...
And occasionally, if you've really committed, and I'm not trying to be all high and mighty here, this is what I've learned and what I've, you know, in history, if you fully committed to God and said, do whatever it takes, use me, sometimes God will let you be destroyed or killed, but that is going to water the tree of liberty. Like Thomas Jefferson said, that will sometimes create the giant resistance or awakening. And I mean, maybe that's people's journey too, because I know I've told God whatever it takes.
Yes.
I mean, God's going to do what God's going to do anyways, but I've told God, if it means they destroy me and kill me or destroy my name, my treasure, my name, no matter what crap they make up, I am committed to this. And I think it's that attitude, that spirit of total commitment that the enemy is afraid of.
Absolutely. And you know, Christians especially, I'm sure maybe other religions have, but you know, Christians have the martyrs. If it weren't for martyrs in the early years of Christianity, Christianity wouldn't be here. And it's people, I'm sure, having to make that same kind of realization that, Lord, you know, let your will be done. And if I'm meant to be killed or be tortured or to be prosecuted or persecuted or, you know, bad things are said about me, each one of those things you have to offer up and just realize that there's a reason for it. And as long as you're obeying the commandments and that you are trying to do the right thing according to your conscience, you know, you'll come out on the other side.
Well, that's the thing. I try to be a good moral person, and I am God-fearing, and I catch myself doing things. I mean, we really are a fallen species, but we also, you know, can reach for the stars at the same time. I can't imagine just giving myself totally over to evil. I mean, that must be horrible.
I can't imagine it myself. I, you know, we ask ourselves, how do they sleep at night? But then again, if they've totally given themselves over to evil, maybe it's not too difficult. But, you know, you or I, and I'm sure all the people I've met here in your crew, and so many people that I've met, they're the complete opposite, the complete antithesis of what the government told me they would be. The government said they're greedy, they just don't want to pay their taxes, you know, they're just miscreants, they want to make trouble. And it's not like that.
Well, you know, I've looked at most of the original patriots in the kind of the last wave, the last 50 years before us, kind of the G. Edward Griffins and Bob Chapmans at the tail end of that. Mainly they were military people and intelligence people who were let in on this stuff.
Right.
And a lot of them were like you know, Red Beckman in the Air Force, all these guys, they were, I mean, they saw this and they heard the UN is going to take over America and we're going to have a world government. And they said, and they saw the IRS shaking people down without due process, and they knew the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they were saying, look, this isn't, you know, this is a bunch of baloney.
Well, I think, you know, I wouldn't mind putting out the word there to law enforcement and military, not to make you feel bad or to judge you. But, you know, one of the things that I keyed in on was that we are not to bear false witness. And if you know something is a fact and you know that people's lives are at stake, a government's poisoning us or doing something, you may need to judge how you're going to exit or how what you're going to do to make things better. But remember that it's wrong to bear false witness against your neighbor. And if you're helping these evil people, maybe you didn't know you were, but if you're a link in that chain, you need to think really hard about that, and you need to pray about it and see what your role may be in trying to put a stop to it.
Well, here's an example. CPS, and I covered the bill yesterday. I left it in my car. I forgot. I'm going to run it in the break and get it out of the trunk. The bill number, and I read the bill. I saw the headlines and couldn't believe it, and I read it. It's Senator Kurt Watson, state senator, introduced a bill, and it openly says no more warrants, not even fake judge family court orders. Just CPS or their designates can just grab kids without even asking parents, do medical tests, you name it. word for word in the bill. It didn't pass. The bill passes an anti-CPS bill to restrict their... He's a key senator. He put it on as a tag on after it had been voted on. The Texas legislature is real corrupt, the rules they've changed, where he tagged it on after it was in committee and went to the governor to let them do whatever they want. And, so the police are, I guess, now are going to start going kidnapping kids without any order, without any warrant, without any. I mean, folks, this isn't freedom. I mean, that's evil. And they're so scared of losing their jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, if you all just start saying no, this evil will stop growing. But when you have the attitude of, oh, I don't want to lose my job. I remember when I had a popular talk show. I'd already started a syndicated show out of home, but I was doing it here locally, one of the number one shows in Austin. And they came in and said, no more Bill Clinton, no more New World Order in 99, or you're fired. And I said, well, gee, it's a popular show, is it not? And they said, yeah, but you're fired. And they said, you got a few weeks to stop it. And I didn't stop. And they said, you're fired, dumbass. And you'll never have it. That's that word for word. You'll never have another job in radio. They didn't even know I'd already started another one. But I was blessed by that. And I didn't feel bad when I left their fire. I felt good. And if I never would have been on the radio again, it doesn't matter. You cannot continue to just give in to everything. And I sound like a hypocrite then saying, well, I'm paying the IRS. No, I'm choosing my battles. You know, that's the issue I'm making.
I totally agree. I mean, when I left the IRS, I had my, typical human anxieties about how am I going to pay my bills? But it you end up able to do it. Just trust in God, hang in there. And you'd be amazed at what things you can do and what things you really need to survive. God will take good care of you.
Here's the bill, SB 1440, will allow CPS to kidnap and sell people's children just like they did to the FLDS 401 children in April. The court made them give all but one of the children back to the parents because they didn't have any court order even from a judge. They just went and did it. But our legislatures and CPS people want to keep up their kidnapping unhindered by the Constitution and the rule of law. And I went and read the bill. It's true. They just added it on. Just no bill of rights of any type now.
Well, I think, as you know well, Alex, the powers that be are always poking around looking for weak links. And, of course, attacking our children, attacking our relationship with our children, attacking how we decide that we're going to discipline our children or teach them. Those are our weak links.
Have you seen the new pamphlets they have nationwide where it says yelling at your kid, they'll take them?
I hadn't seen that yet.
I'm not kidding. We have the pamphlet. In fact, I had it here a few weeks ago. The state gives parents. It says raising your voice. In fact, call Janet in here right now. Call Janet in here right now. They tried to take one of my employees, 8-year-old, and she's got the pamphlet, gave it to me. It's out there in one of those folders.
I think I heard about you talking about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and then they gave her an order. It was a made-up little order. They have it themselves saying, do not raise your voice during the 15-day investigation period. No, do not raise your voice is now abuse.
I guess I got to be thankful that my youngest is 2 months away from being 18.
But, I mean, that is the Soviet Union.
Yes.
The Soviet Union did the same kind of stuff.
Well, it's the Sovietization of America. And I remember when I first was researching this stuff back in the 90s, I remember that theme was present there. And I kind of thought, I was new to it. How could this be? What is she talking about? What is a DV kid talking about or Alex Jones? But as you continue to go down that rabbit hole, you see, it is absolutely exactly a carbon copy of what the Soviet Union was about.
You were showing me a document earlier. How they list people dangerous, even if they criticize the IRS?
Yeah, it's a potentially dangerous taxpayer. The acronym is PDT, and I discovered through Freedom of Information Act request that I myself am a PDT.
By the way, did you know I've done that 3 times? They won't give me my stuff. I've got to get a lawyer and sue them. They won't give it to any federal agency. They will not give me my, not even blacked out pages.
No redactions, nothing. They just give you nothing. No respond at all?
No. Maybe I should hire you to file it for me. No, seriously, maybe you had success. So this is in 25.4.1.1. And boy, I tell you, that's amazing. Here it is. Yeah, here it is. A Parent's Guide to Child Protective Services Investigation. And will you ask her to show me the part, because I forget, where it says you're not allowed to raise your voice. Keep talking, Joe. I'll find it.
Well, it's sadly the state governments. Of course, I'm in Nevada, and at least our legislature seems a little more approachable and have a little more common sense. But that's just in comparison to states like California, or as you're saying with Texas. So, I would also encourage listeners to monitor your state and local governments as well. because I think ultimately those are going to be our last lines of defense in terms of government, because obviously the federal government is not accountable whatsoever to the people. And our only prayer is to have at least some sliver of accountability with our local and state officials.
It says verbally attacked or accused, being yelled at. There's a part where it says you can't raise your voice.
So I imagine they can determine what's a raised voice from a non-raised voice.
Well, the issue is there is no law that you can't yell at your kids. Spanking's not illegal anywhere. You just can't cause serious physical harm.
Right.
But meanwhile, they're going to taser you now. Have you seen the court ruling where they say they can taser you to force a DNA sample? So they can beat you over the head with a nightstick, but if you yell at your kid, you're going to go to jail.
It's Orwellian. In fact, I just went to the bookstore down the street and bought the 1984 for my younger son. It's, you know, read books like 1984, read what it was like in the Soviet Union, and then look at today's America, and I challenge you to find much of a difference.
Well, in 1984, they have cameras in their houses. Now people buy Xboxes with a camera that watches you. They have cameras on computers Google admits they're using to watch you. But they say a computer's watching you and recording the audio and creating ads. If they hear a dog bark, it puts a dog food ad up. That's already going on. Google announced it 3 years ago.
Right.
And then I'm the weirdo for talking about it.
Right. The public isn't aware of it, largely. And you talk about it, and there's something wrong with you.
See, that's the difference. Winston knows it's happening, and Huxley, Aldous Huxley, before he died in 62, he gave that Berkeley speech. And he says, I disagree with my colleague, George Orwell, who died. I don't believe it'll be Winston hiding in there. No, he won't even care Big Brother's watching him. We're going to make you love the old enslavement. Ha, 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 ha. And that's how it's being done.
Right. Like fluoridation and different ways to make you not care.
That's a cola blue water. It's not fluoridated, I assure you, sir.
I saw the machine. I might try to pick one of those up one of these days.
They're good. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You can biometrically pay for that. You know they're going to just bypass world currency and go right to global biometrics. Final segment with Joe Bannister. It has gone by quick. We'll talk about what other interesting information he has on the other side at freedomabovefortune.com. Check it out today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Here we come, ladies and gentlemen, with the second annual InfoWars.com money bomb. The building next door is open. We can expand out, build an even better TV studio, and fund getting on Dish Network or DirecTV. Just another salvo on the InfoWar. Hire more people with that money. 100% of that money bomb money will go directly to this operation. That's what I do. I stick it over here in an account, use it only in the operation, then off video sales and things for myself. I pay for my own life and subsidize everything else around here. But the money bomb, 100%, will go to the fight against the New World Order. So get ready to donate June 11th. Please don't procrastinate. Go ahead and go pledge there. Enter your email address if you like, or just wait till Thursday and do that. We want to try to raise what we did in 2008. And look at us a year later. We've certainly upgraded what we're doing. Joe Bannister, 4 minutes left. Great having you here in studio with us. FreedomAboveFortune.com. Anything else you'd like to impart to our listeners out there? I mean, they're getting ready to audit the Fed. It looks like we're very close to that. People are waking up. I see a lot of positive things, but also the negative that the enemy's coming in like a ton of bricks on us.
Well, I think we may have already reached the point, Alex, but, you know, people ought to go out and exercise their First Amendment rights because, you know, they may not be too long and you won't really be able to do that anymore. I mean, we have it written there on the paper, on the Constitution, but, you know, try actually exercising your rights and see what happens to you. So you still have an opportunity as just an average citizen out there when you're shopping or, you know, with your friends and family. To speak up about these kinds of things. And I'd like to also say, you know, I've watched quite a few of your films. I just watched the Aaron Russo film last night, and those are very powerful tools to educate people. If you can at least sit them down for a couple hours and hook them, they'll see that, you know, you have so much truth and evidence in what you present. And that's really what ultimately converts people is the truth.
Well, that's what's frustrating is when I get up and I say every one of these New World Order meetings they have, years later we get their minutes, and now they even brag. And they say that we want a world government to reduce your population, and we're going to micromanage every facet of your life. And people don't realize, because they haven't lived under real bondage, it's horrible. I've studied history and have an idea, and fighting the globalists, I've experienced some of their tyranny. You've experienced it. And so those of us that are deeper into the fight against them, we have seen things they haven't quite seen yet, and I hope they wake up before it's too late, because if we all just wake up and take action, this doesn't have to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And as it was said in the Aaron Russo film, Nick Rockefeller was – you asked Aaron about his demeanor, and Aaron said, well, he just didn't seem to care. He didn't care about people. And I think that's something that's going to become criminalized. It'll be criminalized to care about people. Because when you care about them, you have to speak up about them. You have to actually step in the way. You know, if a police officer is trying to beat somebody for no reason. And as you attempt to care for your fellow man, it'll be criminal to do so. So we better do as much as we can, as fast as we can now, before that comes upon us.
What are you doing in the future? Still going around and speaking to groups, still writing articles, still doing a radio show?
Yeah, when I'm invited, I really don't spend as much time at it as maybe I should. You know, just try to support the family and certainly go whenever I'm invited. And in this case, I kind of invited myself because I was just so excited to see you in person.
Are you kidding? You're one of those evil super patriots we hear about in the DHS. You care, and you don't feel like you're doing enough, and that's the real mark of somebody that cares. And I remember you even put your book out for free when you did that, even though you were broke at the time. Again, that same mark of somebody that just wants to reach out and warn their fellow man, their fellow woman, and stand up for liberty. You're a shining example of what type of police officers and peace officers that we need in this country, guardians of the truth, guardians of the republic. Joe Bannister, FreedomAboveFortune.com. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
And it's great meeting your fine son.
Thank you.
Now a 21-year-old young man well into his journey of life. Retransmission starts now with key info at InfoWars.com for the audio streams and on AM and FM stations across the country. Thank you all for tuning in today. Don't forget the Big Money Bomb coming up this Thursday. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.